talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Hello, everyone.
I'm eventually trying to one day tell the truth. I don't know if I'm ever going to get there, but I'm slowly letting pieces of myself out there, and then maybe by the time I'm 85, I'll look back and say, all right, that about summed it up.
What?
Why don't you take 15 minutes and really think about whether or not you want to be part of this?
George Lucas raped our childhood.
And now,
our
feature presentation.
Nothing happens good at 4 a.m., but a lot of good does.
Oh, no. Where's the monkey?
I don't know.
Is President's Day still?
Did the monkey didn't die after yesterday's performance, did he?
I hope not.
The monkey sounded like he was one foot in the grave yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was rough.
It's possible. He could have very well passed away.
And listen to Lisa, by the way. That's not much better.
It's a little better, right?
No.
No? It's just in my head.
What's going on?
I'm like American Idol singer. I think I sound great.
Exactly. Why is this show falling apart? What's happening?
It was a rough December.
We got to get some younger people on this program.
Yeah, this is
pretty sad. Here comes Kevin. He's walking in now.
How does he sound?
What? I've been here.
Dude.
What are you guys talking about?
What
are you talking about?
You sound good, though.
I've been here.
Oh. Sound better.
Than yesterday? Yeah. Yesterday was rough.
Yeah.
You get some sleep?
I did. I went home after work yesterday, and I slept at noon, and I woke up at 7:45.
Nice.
And then were you up all night?
No.
Oh, good.
Then I went back to bed at 10 and went right to sleep.
Excellent.
Oh, that's the best.
Maybe the most sleep I've had in one day in 10 years.
Wow.
That's the best possible day. Because sleep is the best thing in the world.
And I have no idea why I didn't before and why I did yesterday. I wish I could figure it out, but yeah. It was nice.
I was telling Lisa when you came in that, before you came in, that the emails yesterday were hilarious from people who wondered if you were broadcasting live from a dentist chair, and they just had all sorts of theories as to what was going on, but it was so funny.
It's one of those days where if you were to ask me what happened yesterday, I would have no idea.
Yeah, well, you should do yourself a favor and listen to the tape someday.
Nope.
Don't ever let your kids hear it either.
Heard enough of that to last a lifetime. No, thank you.
I got two great stories. Beer Mug, you'll be happy about this. They both involve naked men.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a guy high on methamphetamine, goes into a Sacramento welding shop looking for a job. Now, I don't know that that's – I was going to say something about putting your best foot forward, but I don't know that that is how you get a job, is to walk into the place naked. But again, apparently he's high on meth. He's completely a naked Hispanic male adult. The shop owner calls the police and says, I got this crazy guy in my shop who's – rambling about needing a job and speaking half Spanish, half English. So they call the police. 911 shows up, and the police officer who arrives is a female who he grabs her ponytail and starts grabbing her.
Oh,
so the guys
no.
in the shop all hop on. So there are eventually five of them. And even with you know how powerful meth makes you.
Wow.
Even with five of them, they're having trouble holding down this guy. And I wish there was a video of it, because according to the description of the article, one of the guys who was holding down the naked man had a hamburger in one hand while holding it down with the other.
Hey, it's hot. I got to eat while it's hot. That's my only choice. Sorry about that.
The man was transported to a local hospital, later charged with resisting arrest, indecent exposure, tried to escape, and assault on a police officer.
Wow.
I read all of these stories, by the way, where the police show up to a volatile situation like this and have no idea what's going to happen. I read all of them differently now since I've been watching Southland, and I realize how real that is and how tough that can be.
Yeah, and they seem to roll up on it, you know, it's a complete surprise, and all of a sudden you got somebody that's naked, and then what do you
right.
do? Do you call for backup? And now they're fighting, and it just seems like they have to make a million decisions a day.
Just like, you know, last week's show when they came up across that guy on Hollywood Boulevard, spoiler alert if you haven't seen the most recent Southland, and the cop ends up getting bit in the neck. I mean, you don't expect something like that to happen. It's just as part of your, you know, the daily fear of doing your job.
I would say you really don't expect that to happen ever.
Ever, right.
Let alone daily.
So thing two is a 57-year-old man, this time in Fort Worth, Texas, wandering around where he already worked completely naked. During the trial, prosecutors presented evidence that the man found the naked man at the Regal Plastics warehouse where he lived. They were not only interested in why he was at the warehouse on his day off, why he wasn't wearing any clothes, and why there was pornography up on the computer at the office. The assistant district attorney says his job description did not include prancing around naked while looking at child pornography. The man's defense, by the way, was that he was hot. So that's why he was
hot?
He was hot. That's why he was working naked, right? Hot.
Hot.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said hi.
Hi, yeah.
No, hot.
Hot, yeah. Well, sometimes you get a little warm.
This dovetails nicely into our topic last week about people who get their drugs discovered through fault of their own. Police show up. He's naked at work on his day off with porn on the computer. They say, sir, do you have any ID? He says it's in the glove compartment. You know they found nothing but drugs in the glove compartment.
Sweet.
Which is where he sent the police. So he's been sentenced to 18 years in jail, by the way.
Oh, man. Just
how about
for a little Sunday porn.
Well, apparently some of the porn was of the illegal variety. He also is charged with indecent exposure and a couple of other things that involved the police. And they stacked the sentences so that they're not concurrent. So it's one right after another. So 18 years in jail. So a brother just can't walk around naked anymore is what I'm learning. I know that this is the America I want to live in
It's
anymore.
Really funny, though, because when you hear that part of the story, as soon as you hear the word naked, you go, okay, all bets are off. Who knows what's going to happen, but a guy without any clothes on or a girl without any clothes on is going to have a lot of complications.
Yeah.
Tell me you saw the photo this week of the San Francisco guy who had a naked woman about, she was something north of 250 pounds, naked except for shoes. She jumped on the hood of his car and then smashed his windshield.
No,
didn't see the picture. Was she trying to get to him?
He didn't know her. It was unrelated.
Wow.
I mean, it was just, he appeared to be a random dude in the wrong place, wrong time. But just Chloe big. It was crazy.
Wow.
You're jumping up and down like Godzilla on the Empire State Building on the top of this car. It was insane. A lot of nakedness out there. Not much of it good.
I think all of it good. Just,
okay.
You know, it's how you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about today's Kevin Amicho, shall we?
Oh, God. Why do you have to be so you all the time?
I have no option. If I did, I would choose it. Al Pacino got nominated for a Razzie. I wonder how often that happens with Al.
God, it can't happen often.
Phenomenal Oscar-winning actor, yet apparently so horrible. What was he in? The Jack and Jill movie? Or Bucky Larson? Which one was he in?
Jack and Jill, yeah. That's not a good choice. Mr. Skin will be here.
Oh!
God,
Bean loves Mr. Skin too much, and it worries us.
How can you love Mr. Skin too much? He's doing the best work that any human is doing on Earth.
Right. Okay.
He spends all of his time doing the legwork so that we know where the good naked parts are in movies and TV shows.
But the difference between you and me is I spend all of my time doing that as well.
But Mr. Skin makes it so much easier for
you. I don't want it to be easier. I want to discover it on my own.
Really? Because I want a guy to tell me 57 minutes and 48 seconds in. That's what I want. I'm a busy man. I can't start from the beginning of a movie and wait. I got a lot of stuff going on.
We have citizen's arrest is what we want to talk about today, because this is one of those things where you're actually allowed legally to arrest somebody as a citizen. But it's kind of weird, because do they have to stay? Or I don't know the rules on it.
I think they have to stay if you can figure out how to make them stay.
But there's been three or four different stories where there's a citizen's arrest, and some people just sit on them. Call the police and sit on them and wait for the police to come.
If it happened to you, Kevin, if somebody citizens arrested you, you wouldn't stick around.
No, I'd say
you'd do everything you could to get away.
Yeah, of course. But it seems to work, so I guess we'll see that. We have another beer mug weigh-in. Beer mug's trying to lose weight.
Can't wait.
Started at, if I recall correctly, 226 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Went on a very, very strict diet for about a week, and then weighed himself again and gained 2 pounds. So, good times.
Where's the outrage then?
That's a good question. And we have tickets for April Foolishness.
That's what I'm talking about.
Coming up this morning as well on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Away.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock, and it is 5:51.
Wilbur.
Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey, Bean Baxter.
What's the Garmy think about the lineup for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness on April 7th?
They are well impressed, as they should be, because it is the best lineup we've ever had, I think.
It's pretty remarkable. Felipe Esparza, of course, winner of Last Comic Standing Season 7. Very funny young Mexican is going to be there. Brad Williams, just a little tiny, just ball of laughter himself. Tim Minchin, who does amazing songs. You got to check guy out on YouTube if you haven't seen him yet. Our friends Eddie Ift and Jim Jeffries and Bob Saget, who we have on all the time. You know how great they are. Larry King on the bill this year.
Terrific.
Stand up.
He's terrific.
He's terrific.
He's Larry King. Funny man Jay Moore, who, Kevin, I think you have said is the best stand-up you've ever seen.
I believe that's true.
And the great Eddie Izzard is all going to be
the best stand-up I've ever seen.
It's all on one stage on one night. April Foolish's house band again this year from Jimmy Kimmel Live is our friends Cleto and the Cletones. K-Rock Street Team on sale this Thursday at 10 a.m. Get the details at K-Rock.com. And, of course, we got more tickets you can win on today's Kevin and Bean show as well. Very excited about that.
You ever heard the Eddie Izzard Star Wars bit?
No.
I don't think so.
It's one of my favorite comedy chunks ever. You can find it. I think you can find it on YouTube. But he does this whole thing about the Death Star, and you know, you see all this stuff in Star Wars, and all these millions of people are working on the Death Star, and these crews, and the people who are manning the laser cannons and stuff. He goes, but they must have a cafeteria there, right? Everybody's got to eat, so it's a Death Star. It's like an entire planet. They must have a cafeteria section. So he does this whole bit about Darth Vader going through the line at the cafeteria trying to get lunch, and it's very, very funny.
All right. We have to dig that up, by the way. We should play some of that stuff leading up to the show.
We should.
Good idea. Hear some of that, yeah. Anyway, Ralph is here. Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat here on the Kevin and Bean Show for Tuesday.
Before I get to Showbiz News, I want to give away some tickets to the K-Rock Advanced Screening of John Carter.
Yay!
Character's been around for a long time. Created by Edgar Rice Burroughs, who gave us, of course, Tarzan as well. It's a legendary Pulp Fiction character about a Civil War veteran who ends up transported to Mars in order to fight for the freedom of Martians everywhere. Because if Mars goes, next comes the Earth.
It's true.
It's a domino effect, people. Didn't we learn anything from Vietnam? For God's sake.
We already lost Pluto. It's easy to lose him.
Yeah, we gave away Pluto. He said, here, take this. Get yourself something nice. It was like a tip. Just flipped him some change. Anyway, the screening is on March the 6th. It's in theaters everywhere on March the 9th, but you will get to see it before anybody else. It's going to be in theaters everywhere in 3D and on IMAX screens as well, so you can check it out at a big-time screen near you. Here's the number to call, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers who get through at that number will get a pair of passes to go see John Carter.
Seems like this
will Glenda be there?
Yes, Glenda will be there.
It seems like this is the kind of movie that has a lot of special effects.
Yes, 12-foot tall behemoth creatures and all kinds of cool things.
See it on the big screen in 3D. This seems like it'll be real.
And it stars Bean's boyfriend, Taylor Kitsch.
Bean's boyfriend.
From Friday Night Lights.
Oh,
well, okay. I was a fan of his show. Yeah, he's a terrific actor, but I have a special affinity for him.
Oh, he's dreamy. Uma Thurman's expecting a baby. Isn't she 50?
She does seem older,
close.
People magazine says the actress is set to welcome her third child into the world. This will be her first with her husband, Arpad Busson.
Her latest husband.
Yeah. They began, I don't even know if they're married or not, but they began dating in 2007. I know that much. She's got two other kids, a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old with her ex-husband, Ethan Hawke. So, third child for Uma. And sad news, if you were a kid like I was who grew up on the Berenstain Bears books. Remember the Berenstain Bears?
No, I've never heard of it.
No? Legendary children book series.
Does that involve reading?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. No.
Maybe a little more time reading when you were a kid, a little less throwing rocks, and you would have been better off in the long run, sir. Yeah. He was the co-writer and illustrator of the classic books. He died this week at the age... I'm sorry, she died this week at the age of 88 years old. She and her husband, Stan, published their first book, The Big Honey Hunt, back in 1962. And went on to create more than 300 additional books in that series.
Wow.
Pretty impressive.
Wow.
Everyone talk about body parts from the Oscars this weekend. Angelina Jolie's leg has its own Twitter account. You can check it out at Angie's Right Leg. If you want to follow Angie's Right Leg. And everyone talking about the pose she struck in her Versace gown. Showing off that amazing gam of hers.
That was a pretty good pose.
It was. It was very glamorous. But everyone's saying that she looked silly. And she was trying too hard, especially Joan Rivers went off on her this week.
Please.
Yeah. Joan Rivers shows too much. Do you have a dress that covers your head or something? Don't worry about her showing too much. Also, Jennifer Lopez's nipple is getting a lot of coverage.
I definitely think it was there.
A lot of coverage on the internet this week.
Less coverage on Sunday, but a lot more now.
Yeah. It is just a hint of a nipple, if any.
It really is.
But it is a hint.
Her designer, who put the dress together, said it would be impossible for the nip to be shown because the very elaborate explanation how these cups were sewn into the dress, and there's no way they could have popped out, and blah, blah, blah. So maybe what we saw was some of the cup or something. But hot debate going on now on the internet as to whether she actually...
It was good. Either way, it was good.
...her boobs or not.
They did address it in the Mr. Skin offices yesterday. We can talk to Mr. Skin.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad they went down to the lab and worked out whether it was a section of areola or not.
They got a team. That's what they do for a living over there.
Yeah. You're really splitting hairs if Mr. Skin is starting to look at a hint of an areola on television.
He has to make a ruling. We need somebody who is the definitive final word on topics like this, and I think Mr. Skin is the guy to do it.
Sunday Night's Oscars... It was a big draw for ABC, did very well in the ratings. Overnight, Nielsen say more than 39 million viewers turned into the show.
Wow.
Which was ABC's most watched telecast in 2 years and the highest rated Oscars over the past 4 years. So people are speculating perhaps it was the return of Billy Crystal that gave people an incentive to tune in and watch the show. But regardless, ABC is happy because a lot of people watched. So good for them.
This is the first year, though, that I've ever remembered hearing, Ralph, that the Oscars... got fewer ratings than the Grammys. Grammys outperformed the Oscars this year. How about that?
How about that?
Because they had their highest ratings in, 25 years or something like that recently, the day after Whitney Houston's death, I think, is what drove that probably.
Yeah, sure. They should hope she dies every year. That'd be great.
That's a good point. Write that in.
That'd be hard. And Jean Desjardins has apologized for dropping the F-bomb in French during his acceptance speech. Backstage, he apologized for behavior, saying, yeah, I'm sorry. It's kind of half-hearted.
Yeah.
I don't think he's interested in French.
Yeah.
Only people in France got it. I didn't even know what Billy Crystal was talking about. It came afterwards. The first time the guy speaks, he drops the F-bomb. I was like, I didn't even know he did it. I don't speak French. So I'll move along, shall we? Today's celebrity birthdays, comedian Gilbert Gottfried. You probably know him best as the Affleck Duck.
Sure.
At least he used to be.
He's a bizarre little dude.
Then he made a joke that was too tsunami, and they gave him his walking papers. 57 years old. Actor John Turturro is 55. Ray Dawn Chong, remember her, actress and daughter of Chong of Cheech and Chong, 51 years old.
What was her hot movie that she was in that was so popular? She in Soul Man? Was that the one?
She was in Soul Man. She was also in a Schwarzenegger film, I think.
I remember she was very popular for a couple
of
years.
Yeah, she worked a whole bunch.
Huh.
She's 51. Pat Monahan of Train is 43 years old. Actress Allie Larder of Heroes and other projects is 36. And my co-star from House, Robert Sean Leonard. Turns 43 years old today. He is one of the nicest guys I've ever met. Happy birthday, Robert Sean Leonard. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
All I care about is beer mugs weigh-in. He gained what?
Coming up.
2 pounds? 2 pounds after the first week of his diet? Oh, I hope he gained 3 this time. Oh. Wouldn't that be the best?
Yep. He was so bummed.
People do diet themselves up sometimes. All of a sudden, that food deprivation gets locked in your head, and then you're like, oh, my God, I have to eat something.
Love it so much.
Anyway, so beer mug could be very depressed in about a half an hour. Coming up here on the Kevin Beach Show. First, though. It's been a while since we've done the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices, hasn't
it? Yes, it has.
What's on the wheel these days for 2012?
We have a lot of stories. The problem is we don't have time to get to them. We have the albino cyclops shark. We have the Indian scalping leopard. We have the Icelandic worm monster.
I love that.
The world's oldest dog in heaven. That doesn't sound so good.
No.
Really. Irwin, the formerly paralyzed kangaroo. We have the Doomsday Prepper Survival Kitty.
Poor Survival Kitty. He's the first to go. I've got bullets, lots of bullets.
We have Ole, the dog that survived the avalanche. We have Harvey Dent, the two-faced kitten. We have Badass Super Soldier Ants.
Uh-huh.
And we have Houdini, the Australian runaway goat.
Sorry.
That was sneezing, by the way, just for the
record. That one came on fast. All right, what was that last one? I'm sorry.
The Houdini.
The last one you just read.
The Australian runaway goat.
Okay. All righty. Let's.
It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Where do you think it's gonna land?
Don't know.
It's gonna be pretty bad, but Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it anyway. It's time for the
very exciting. Let's spin that wheel and find out what phone call we're making here today on the Kevin DeBean Show.
And it is the Indian scalping leopard, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my gosh.
Since I first heard about this a couple of months ago, I've been dying to find out more details about this story. Look, we're lucky enough to live in America where rarely does a leopard attack us. That's just not a thing that you have to worry about. Whatever other problems you got in your life today, walking down the street, you do not have to worry about a leopard jumping out at you, right?
I'd say it's better than rarely. I'd say it's never.
This happened in Guwahati, India. A leopard wandering the city streets there went on a rampage, killed one dude, and then scalped another. You
Sweet.
Can see this photo that they put in the newspaper. Lisa May, you should totally see this photo. You can see the top of the guy's head just spinning off of his scalp.
No.
It's crazy.
No.
It's gross, but I get the feeling he deserved it.
Why do you think he deserved it?
Just look at him. Just take a look.
Four other people were injured as well. They are they did capture the leopard and release him, but we wanted to give a call and find. And I think Dave was able to track the leopard down. I think we've got. Do we have the leopard on the phone in India? Is that right?
Thank you for calling customer service. This is Clark. How may I help you?
Hi, Clark. Is that your real name, Clark?
That is right. I am Clark the Leopard. How are you?
Oh, you're actually the Leopard. Okay, hi,
yes,
Clark.
But I also have a part-time job answering customer service calls.
Yes, wow. I think you helped me with the Best Buy calls one time.
Oh, yes. Thank you for shopping Best Buy.
So, Clark, are the details correct in this article in the Indian newspaper that you killed a guy, injured four others, and nearly scalped this man, nearly took the top of his head off?
That's right. I came into the city to talk to some people, and next thing you know, my baser instincts took over.
Oh, so that wasn't the plan. You were just going to come in and take care of some business. And
yes, I was coming into town to talk to some people who save things.
Right.
About deforestation.
Uh-huh.
Which is pushing my people into populated areas.
Right.
Oh,
so
yes, of course.
I want to say stop tearing down all the forests so we have a place to live so we don't have to come to your town.
So why did you attack them?
They smell so good, people.
They smell good.
I know I did. They smell like meat.
They are meat,
oh,
Clark.
Oh, I love meat. You know, you can't eat the cows here.
That's true.
Oh, you can't eat the cows, right.
Well,
yeah.
I started to eat the people.
Mm. Right, so you're limited in what you can choose for dinner. I understand,
that's right.
Yes.
When the one I killed, everyone's so upset I killed the person. No one says what he did for a living.
He was a 50-year-old. He was on his front yard. He's
yes,
on his phone.
What did he do for a living, do you know?
What did he do? He's a lawyer.
Yes, thank you. You're welcome. He was talking on his cell phone.
Right.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. Oh, we are so important. Oh, how much money can we get for this? Oh, let's sue this person. I killed him.
You did kill him, yeah.
But maybe he was just, you know, talking on a cell phone to his wife to see what she wanted him to bring home for dinner or something.
He wasn't. I was there. We were not there. I was listening to the conversation.
Bean, were you there?
I was not there. All that right. is actually true.
Then shut up!
So you just killed him because he was a lawyer then?
Yeah, because he was such an asshole too.
Yeah, really?
Oh, blah, blah, blah. We're going to sue them. Oh, we'll take all the money. Oh, more money for me. No, I don't think so, Mr. Lawyer Man.
Now, how long does it take you to size him up? Do you have to hide and listen to the conversation, or what do you do there?
Yes, I was listening very carefully to make sure that he was having a bad conversation.
Okay.
And he went and I said, this person deserves to die.
All right.
Wow.
Now, the guy whose head I took off, the hair head.
Yes.
Yes, I apologize for that one.
You hurt like three or four other people.
Sometimes you just get on a roll. You can't help yourself. But the guy whose scalp I took off, I feel bad about that.
Yeah.
Well, not as bad as he feels. Can you imagine what it was like for this dude just standing around on the street? The next thing you know, he's got a leopard on his head. I mean, that must have been terrifying,
Clark.
For
a second, I thought he was Justin Bieber.
Oh, is that right?
He's got that Bieber haircut, and I just could not stand it. I wanted just to wipe it right off his head. Well, I forgot I have razor sharp claws.
That's an understandable reason, then, I guess.
Absolutely. If it had been Bieber, you people would be cheering me. Now they're going to put me into some sort of wild animal park.
But they're not going to put you down, right?
No.
Okay, all right. Just making sure.
Have you heard anything?
No, I have not.
Whew, for a minute there, I was worried.
I had. We don't want to break bad news to a leopard. That's
no,
a bad place to be.
You don't want to get me angry.
That's true.
No, you don't like that at all.
Sorry. So. You did the right thing on both counts. Sorry about the whole Justin Bieber hair thing.
Well, thanks so much for calling. Is there anything else I can do to help your shopping experience?
No? We're fine, Clark. Thank you.
All right, then.
Beer Mugs weigh in coming up in a couple of minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We got tickets for you to join us for the fourth annual Kevin and Bean April Foolishness, or I guess as we're correctly calling it, April Foolishness 2012. That's on the way. And the great Mr. Skin will join us too. First, though, the Kevin and Bean Afro line is on the air at 323-520-AFRO. This is just one of many ways you have to contact the show. You can always get to us through the Kevin and Bean Facebook page. You can email us. We're all on Twitter. Or you can call the Afro line at that number and leave a message. Here's a question that a lot of people are asking with the April Foolishness finally announced on the show yesterday. I think Larry King is the first one to ask the question, but what's he saying?
Oh, man, I am so excited to go see April Foolishness. I can't wait to see Glenda. I hope Callie is there, too. Callie Smith.
What do you suppose Larry King meant when he said this to us yesterday?
Will Glenda be there?
What do you think that was all about?
Maybe he did mean me.
I wonder if he meant Lisa. Like, if they told him that there was a girl on the show, her name is Lisa, and he just got her name confused. Because if it's not that, we have no idea.
We've never known a Glenda,
who
ever.
Who Glenda is.
It does remind me of when we had Tommy Lasorda on a couple of years ago.
Don't forget, say hello to Jane Biondi.
It just kind of came out of nowhere, and all of a sudden this mysterious Jane Biondi was in our lives, and I wonder if she knows Glenda. I don't
know.
Could
be.
Lisa May has been a little bit under the weather this week, and we got a lot of comments about her, well, the way she sounds doing traffic.
You guys got Kat to do the traffic in the morning. Thank you, K-Rock.
It is funny that this is what Kat normally sounds like, and you just sound like this because you're super, super sick, right?
I can do her first, you know, that call that we made to her at South by Southwest, so she goes, I can totally do it. There it is.
We don't encourage jokes very often, but this listener left one in the Afro line.
What do you call a singing computer? Adele. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and just take that one back already. I'm sorry.
Good.
Speaking of Adele, here's a guy who I think was surprised to see what she looked like when she performed on the Grammys a couple of weeks ago.
All right, hold on. So Adele's white, and she's fat, and she's British. Whoa.
Wow.
Nice.
Good delivery.
I think a lot of people thought Adele was black when they first heard her sing, by the way, because she does have that huge, huge voice.
She's got soul.
She does.
She does. Yeah. Well, we're still getting reaction from our hard-hitting interview with Horse-ish last week, a guy that Beer Mug met out on the street who literally has the words horse and then tattooed on his face. I don't think it was necessarily the most riveting interview we've ever done, but I enjoyed talking to the guy. Let's see what this listener says.
Okay. Judging from your break on Wednesday where you talked to a guy named Horse, this is definitely getting good on the air because all I'm going to have to do is this. I'm an artist. Whatever.
That guy tattooed it on his face.
He did. He's hardcore. Happier news. Here's a Kate Upton update. You know, she's our Sports Illustrated swimsuit model this year. And anytime we have the opportunity to talk about Miss Upton, we will.
Hey, guys. I work with a guy whose last name is Upton. And sometimes I like to think that maybe he could be related to Kate Upton. And that just means I'm that much closer to there. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that at all.
Dude, he's got to hang on to whatever he's got. He knows a dude named Upton. He's closer than you are.
Right, but even if she is related to him, he's no further. He's no closer.
He might
than
have
I am.
An in, though, man. You don't know. You get your grasp at its straws at this point if you're trying to get to Kate Upton. I applaud that he's putting in the effort.
Sure.
Here's a guy who disagrees with you. You're the guy who doesn't like the banjos, right, Kevin?
I have a very strict no banjo policy, yes.
I think this guy goes the other way.
Hey, dumbass. Banjos rock.
Well, proven, I guess. I was wrong.
Here's an Afro call now on the Kevin DeBean Show about the interview that we did with the hometown hottie from Maxim magazine.
You're a genius. You get on the air, you read the email about the guy who's saying, we can't see the hotties because this is radio. You say, oh, no, this isn't about you, the Kevin and Bean listener. This is about us, the Kevin and Bean. And then you take her, she's on the phone. You can't see her either. You moron.
You don't understand. Knowing how hot she is, looking at her picture in Maxim magazine, and then being on the phone with her is still a plus for me, as far as I'm concerned.
I guarantee you that we spent probably 2 weeks trying to get her in studio, and then
yes, exactly.
Didn't happen. We're like, all right.
And a couple of reactions to Beer Mug. As you know, he's on this weight loss challenge. There is actually money on it. He's trying to lose 30 pounds in 3.5 months. And here's a listener who's got a lot of support, a lot of love for you, Beer Mug. He's actually written you a poem.
This poem is to Beer Mug.
Roses are red, violets are blue. You'll never lose the weight. And you're a fat kid, too. You'll be...
Oh, wow. That's harsh.
That doesn't help. And finally, one more on the Beer Mug weight loss topic. I think this guy called in right after the first 7 days of the diet where Beer Mug stepped on the scales last week and had gained 2 pounds. This listener could not have been more delighted.
Beer Mug, you fat pig, you.
Wow. That's what everybody needs is someone in their corner.
Exactly. 323-520-AFRO is the Kevin Beat Afro line. This week's Beer Mug weigh-in. Will he gain more weight? We'll find out. Been looking forward to this all week. Every Tuesday is the weigh-in for Beer Mug's weight loss challenge. Hey, for folks who maybe haven't been paying much attention the last couple of weeks, Beer Mug, how did this whole thing begin? How did you decide that now is the time you're going to get serious about dropping some LBs?
After the Grammy Roundtable, Dave and I were at the Yard House downtown, and I just looked at Dave and I said, I was eating some sliders, and I said, I got to drop some LBs. And Dave's like, oh, okay. He's like, how much are you going to lose? I was like, 30 pounds. He's like, no way, no way.
Here's what I like about Muggs, though. Muggs has Armenian comedian confidence.
So he's eternal got, optimist.
He's got the confidence, 100% confidence. His abilities usually run right around 5 to 7%, but 100% confidence.
It's true. Kevin's right.
And how did you decide on 30 pounds rather than I'm just going to start eating better and, you know, just by but naturally I'll start losing a little bit of weight that way?
Well, based on my height and at the time of my life, I was most in shape. I was around 195 and I was a lean, mean fighting machine.
Sure.
So and I'm about, you know, around 230 now. So I figured 30 pounds would be a good, steady goal.
All right, where did you start at the initial weigh-in? Where were we? Do you have those numbers,
yes,
Kevin?
Yes, it was 226.8 pounds. So that was it. That was the first weigh-in. And then a week later, we weighed him again, and he gained weight. Nothing made us happier than to see Beer Mug gain weight. He went up to 228.3, and he was really, really disciplined for that week.
You brought in all sorts of treats.
I brought in, like, cupcakes.
Chocolate-covered strawberries.
Yep. Chocolate-covered strawberries every day. I was like, come on, Muggs. One's not going to hurt. I was really torturing him. But he was really good and then gained weight.
Yeah.
So then we interviewed him after the show, and I asked him this.
Are you depressed?
Yeah. I'm not happy.
Would you rather have lost weight?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we got that one. And then, so what do you do moving forward? What's the plan?
What are you going to do now?
Kick into overdrive, I guess.
What does that mean?
I'm just going to go extreme.
What does that mean?
Step up the diet.
Stop using
cliches.
Every cliche in the book. Come on, what are you going to do?
Kick the diet into overdrive.
That's a cliche. What are you going to do? Without a cliche, what are you going to do? No cliche.
Lose weight, mother.
Yeah, yell at me like it's my fault. And one final question.
This is not funny.
Would it be funny to you if you gained 30 pounds instead of lost 30 pounds?
That suck.
All right, so we have the scale back out.
Mm-hmm.
It's weight number 3. So again, we had 226.8, 228.3.
Okay. Muggs, what have you been doing this past 7 days leading up to today's weigh-in? Because I know you were discouraged a week ago, and you probably thought, well, I guess I'm not doing enough. How did you change it up?
Well, I'm a little nervous. This weekend, I kind of didn't stick to some of my diet goals. Not extreme, like eating, you know, sweets and everything, but I did have a lot of breads and, you know.
Oh, breads are good.
The bad starches and, you know, all that stuff. So, I don't know, man.
Weight falls right off with bread.
Hopefully that hasn't affected me, so we'll see.
What about alcohol? What are you doing about that? Because that's something you just can't give up.
Yeah, I've been doing vodka and Jack Daniels.
I'm sorry, which one did they tell you was the worst alcohol to drink if you're trying to lose weight?
I think it was vodka.
Yes, it was. Yeah. It was vodka.
But, yeah, I, you know, I don't know. We'll see. Should we weigh myself right now?
So you're still drinking alcohol. How about soda? Did you cut out soda?
Oh, I cut out all soda. I don't touch soda. Just do juices,
soda, no sweets.
Water, yeah.
That's so funny because a week ago he was 100% confident. Now he's about 25%. Yeah. He's really already down. We haven't even weighed him yet.
But I had a lot of physical activity this weekend, too. So hopefully I've burned
Pete,
burned
he did this.
Pounds.
He went snowboarding. He came back the next day, and I swear to God, he was completely serious. He said, I went snowboarding yesterday. I feel like I'm in great shape now.
Yeah, I use muscles that I haven't used in a year.
Right, but I mean, you can't get in shape.
Once. You used them once.
Right, you can't get in shape after one time going.
I can.
You did probably burn a lot of calories, though, so, I mean, it certainly didn't hurt you. All right, let's go around the room right before he steps on the scale and get some predictions. Kevin, you think he's going to gain again, huh?
Yep. I think he was less disciplined this time than he was last time. Go ahead.
I think he's going to lose a couple of pounds. I do. I think that they're, like Ralph was talking about last week, I think sometimes it doesn't automatically happen that you eat it here and the next day it shows up. I think there's a little lag time. So I'm going to say he's going to be down two.
Lisa?
I'm going with up.
Oh, sorry,
going up also. Right. Wow.
All right, now I'm going 2 pounds up. What are you going?
Oh, not that much. Like half a pound.
Half a pound. All right.
All right. How about you, King? What do you think?
I think he's going to maintain. I think it's going to be about 228 something.
He's going to maintain. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here it is. This is week three, then, of the Beer Mug Weight Loss Challenge. And by the way, we should mention if we have it, there is money on this. And Beer Mug has a lot to lose, hundreds of reasons to lose.
Yeah,
on June 1st.
Uh-oh, I think he's lost some weight.
Really?
226.1, bitches!
Yay!
He's not only back to his original, but he lost about one hundredth of a pound on top of that.
Hey, it's something, Kevin. It's something.
That's 221.
Right. I didn't gain.
So, 226, you mean?
226.1.
All right. Yeah.
So down two, it seems to me that's something that that I predicted, doesn't it?
I believe you're the only one that predicted down, yeah.
We should have a side bet on who's right about what the weigh-in's going to be. I had a chance to make somebody here today.
Sure didn't, but we will next time.
Are you guys nervous now?
Because you've lost 7/10, let's see, how much of a pound? 7/10 of a pound?
Yeah.
In 3 weeks. That's a blistering pace, Mug.
That's 2 weeks. In 2 weeks.
At this rate, you're going to wither away by Acoustic Christmas.
I could smell the 200 already.
Well, good luck. Good luck with that. And we're going to put up another interview after the show.
Okay.
Video. It's Kevin and Bean or Kira.
Hey, before we get into Ralph's Showbiz Beat, how about April Foolishness just announced yesterday? Phenomenal lineup. April 7th at the Gibson Amphitheater. Great, great, great comedians. Brad Williams and Eddie Eft and Jim Jefferies and Bob Saget, Larry King, Jay Moore, Eddie Izzard, Felipe Esparza. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. If you're a fan of these guys, if you love their comedy, we're going to give you some tickets right now at 1-800-520-1067. We're not describing the game here. We're just going to we're going to spring it on them, right?
Sure.
All right. So give us a call right now, and then after the top of the hour, we'll give you a chance to play to win tickets. They go on sale for KROQ Street Team members Thursday at 10 a.m. Details at KROQ.com. Ralph Garman is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat. Hey, Ralph.
It's Tuesday. That means new CDs, DVDs, and TV shows on DVD available for your entertainment dollar. Here's what's new. Roses by the Cranberries. Brand new album by the Cranberries, everybody.
All right.
The Cranberries are still rocking.
All right.
Zombie, zombie, zombie. Remember that song?
Sure.
Yeah. It's a good tune.
And your version is better.
I worked with the Cranberries.
What?
You know. Yes.
What are you talking about?
We were on Charmed together.
What?
The Cranberries and I. Yes.
Remember Ralph's Big Line?
No. I was the host of the P3 Club on Charmed for several episodes. And I had the responsibility to, introduce the Cranberries to the Charmed audience.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I had to had a big scene where I said, ladies and gentlemen, the Cranberries.
Did you nail it?
Crushed it. So much that they brought me back for, ladies and gentlemen, Dishwalla. I got to do that as well. So part of my illustrious television career.
Wow.
I'll always have fond memories of the Cranberries. Pill 2 by Ja Rule. Utilitarian by Napalm Death. And Tension by Die Antwoord. DVDs, Hugo. Won several Academy Awards this past weekend with Chloe Moretz and Jude Law. Sacha Baron Cohen.
Never saw
Ben Kingsley. I never saw it either. After seeing all the stuff I saw in the Oscars, I said, hey, I want to see that movie. Yeah. Martin Scorsese, can't go wrong there. Johnny English Reborn, starring Rowan Atkinson and Gillian Anderson, also available on DVD today. I did see that movie. It's very, very funny. If you're a James Bond fan, you'll appreciate the James Bond spoof of the Johnny English films. This is the second one in the series. And Law & Order, the 10th season, available on DVD box set. If you want to pick that up.
Big, big news this morning, Dancing with the Stars.
Yay!
The tension is finally over. We've all been waiting for them to unleash the cast list for the 14th season of Dancing with the Stars. Remember when we said people would never watch celebrities dancing?
We did, yeah. We sure did. Mocked them.
Dancing with the Stars, once again, may consider a name change over there. ABC may want to Dancing with
people.
Some people who work occasionally in the entertainment industry.
Kind of low wattage this time around, Ralph?
Whoa.
Well, you got your Christian Bale. He's doing it, right?
He passed this season.
Julia Roberts, I understand, is dancing this time around.
I know she was penciled in, but apparently has some scheduling conflicts.
Oh, really? Yeah. I must have an old listed. Okay, who do you have?
Christian Bale apparently has been replaced by Jack Wagner.
Okay.
TV's Jack Wagner. Frisco Jones from General Hospital. Of course, Melrose Place's Jack Wagner.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Uh-huh. Then I think that Julia Roberts had to make way for Melissa Gilbert from Little House on the Prairie. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Donald Driver, Green Bay Packers wide receiver.
They always have a football player, don't they?
Always do. We'll be dancing. William Levy. Finally, they nabbed him for season 14 after many years of asking.
How'd they lock him up?
I have no idea.
Now, who's he?
I don't know. Apparently, he is an actor in a telenovela.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Does not sound Latino, William Levy. He sounds like an agent of someone who's on a telenovela. Sherry Shepherd from The View and from 30 Rock.
Don't know which one she is.
She plays Tracy Jordan's wife on 30 Rock.
Okay.
She's the heavyset African-American woman on The
gotcha.
View.
That's,
and she's one
that's
of the harpies on The View, right.
Yeah. Gavin DeGraw. He sings.
Singer-songwriter, yeah.
Martina Navratilova. Former
How
tennis
old must
star.
She be? Wasn't
Martina
she famous
Navratilova.
In the 70s?
Yes. Rashaan Fagan. Rashaan Fagan.
No.
This might be the worst cast ever.
I think it is.
We always make jokes about certain people and how there are certain celebrities that don't really count as celebrities. It doesn't sound like any of these people do.
Maria Menounos.
Now right. we're talking.
No, we're now not like talking.
No, we are definitely talking.
Her job used to be to talk about Dancing with the Stars. She used to report on the people who were on the show. Now they're starting to take reporters who report on Dancing with the Stars and put them on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
I don't mind seeing her dance, though. I do love her.
Jaleel White. Urkel from Family Matters.
Urkel.
My buddy Jaleel. We did a pilot together several years ago. He's a great guy, and I would wish for him better things than Dancing with the Stars. Gladys Knight.
Wow.
No word of whether the Pips or not will come by, but Gladys Knight apparently will be
popular
dancing.
Popular in the
60s and 70s.
Had a bunch of hits. Midnight Train to Georgia, I guess, probably the most famous one. And opera legend Katherine Jenkins. Katherine Jenkins will be on the show. She is, by the way, unbelievably hot.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's attractive.
But still, she's a British opera star.
When did the stars start?
They've done a good... These are the people who are going to be the audience, right, Ralph? That's
no, this is your lineup for the Dancing with the Stars season 14.
They've done a nice job of spreading it around to all different sorts of entertainment. I mean, you know, they've got something for the Disney people and something for the opera people and something, you know, for the old TV people. I mean,
they've
do spread it around.
They've got something for everyone except people who like to see stars.
Yeah. Except stars.
There's
exactly,
that.
Yeah.
So there's your lineup.
Because I want, like Willie Nelson on this show. I mean, I want legends. That's what I want to see.
Willie Nelson?
Yeah, something like that
of
would be fun.
All the names at your disposal, that's the one you picked.
I mean,
you wanted
I'm
to see
saying,
him dancing.
I'm saying something like that would be entertaining to me.
Guy
like
in his 70s who can barely walk.
Like with Hasselhoff. It's just a guy that seems like he'd be fun to watch on TV. A lot of these people don't sound too fun. I'm disappointed is what I'm telling you.
Well, it's not a stellar cast, if that's what you're saying.
They should do... They should make it fun and go way back. They should do, like, stars from TV shows that we used to watch or
could
something.
Be,
like,
huh?
like Dancing with the Has-Beens or something. At least there'd be some memories there. If I got to see Mr. Cotter dancing or something, I'd say, oh, yeah, I remember that show. And you want to see that guy again. I did Rashaan Jenkins or whoever the hell. Rashaan Fagan. What am I going to watch him for?
Or her.
Whoever they are.
Who knows?
The Office. Now coming to close with its eighth year on television, is losing one of its cast members. James Spader has announced he is leaving The Office after just one season. He, of course, played CEO Robert California on that show. He is going to leave after just 1 year. He decided early on, apparently, the conversations with the producers, that he just wanted to do one season arc of his character, and he thought
he lasted longer than I did.
So, series not doing as well as it has in the ratings in the past.
Seems like it's sort of floundering.
But if there is a ninth season, James Spader will not be involved. So, it's your news for Office fans. Charlie's Angel star and current star of Southland, Lucy Liu's got a new role. She will be playing the part of Watson in the updated Sherlock Holmes series Elementary that's going to be on CBS next year.
Hmm.
Johnny Lee Miller, Trainspotting star Johnny Lee Miller, will be playing Holmes to her Watson.
Say series? It's going to be
a TV series on CBS. It's going to be a sort of an Americanized, updated version of Sherlock Holmes and Watson.
Give that a try.
I guess they figure since the success with the Robert Downey Jr. films and also an updated British series called Holmes, or maybe it's called Sherlock. I can't remember. But anyway, doing very well for itself. So I guess they're going to do an American version and see what they can do. By the way, just a heads up, nothing to do with show business, but today is National Pancake Day.
Oh,
I want to get that out there.
National Pancake Day.
So if you have an IHOP near you, you can stop by for a free short stack if you want to get some pancakes. They're asking you to contribute a little money towards the Children's Miracle Network hospitals, but you don't have to, I guess.
How many IHOPs do you have on the plan, Dean?
It's going to go from one to the next.
A map you have there. How many do you have?
I don't know that I'm leaving the island today, so please. I may have to sit out National Pancake Day.
Please.
But I do love me some IHOP. I eat there on Saturday.
You need to get an IHOP on the island is what you need to do.
Yeah, they don't allow any place that anyone's ever heard of on the island.
You should open one, man. Open one in Clown Town there.
He's like it.
They don't allow it. Where do you live? Fascist island? Where do you live? Communist island? They don't allow it.
They don't allow any kind of chain stores or any kind of, you know, corporations like that on the island.
Why don't you live in America anymore?
It's all mom and pop.
Why don't you live in America where they allow...
It's getting more like communism, saying we're going to do this and do that.
Where they allow businesses to open where people want to frequent them.
Not to burst your bubble, but he wouldn't go if it was on the island either.
Of course he would. Are you kidding?
If there was a Denny's or an IHOP on his island, he would never stop going there.
Maybe.
That's very true. I would love it if there were an IHOP on the island, but they won't allow it. You can't open a McDonald's here or a 7-Eleven or anything like that. It's against the bylaws.
I didn't realize you lived on Kim Jong-il Island. Today's celebrity birthdays, comedian Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, I'm 57 years old, and I run, and I sweat a lot.
John Turturro is 55 years old today. Ray Dawn Chong. We figured it out. Commando was the movie she was
Commando.
In.
Commando!
She was also in, never mind. Clan of the Cave Bear. One of those caveman movies that were very popular there for a hot
Ralph
minute.
At krock.com.
Nope, not interested. I can look it up myself. Robert Sean Leonard, who plays Wilson on House, which really is also another updated version of Sherlock Holmes. It's like a medical Sherlock Holmes, when you think about it. Wilson to his house. Or what do you call many houses, Kevin?
What do you call many houses?
Yeah.
Community.
No.
Oh.
You call them homes. See? There's Sherlock Holmes, and he's Gregory House.
I see.
You can see the connection, the Sherlock Holmes connection.
I'll have to work on that one.
All right. Pat Monahan of Train is 43 years old today, and actress Ellie Larder from Heroes is 36. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
We are raising money for the Wounded Warrior Project, also Cedar Sinai NICU again this year with the Kevin and Bean April Foolishness 2012. It's coming up on Saturday, April 7th. This was just announced yesterday on the Kevin and Bean Show at the Gibson Amphitheater. An unbelievable lineup. Our friend Felipe Esparza from Last Comic Standing is going to be performing. Also Brad Williams, Tim Minchin, Eddie Iff, Jim Jeffries, Bob Saget, Larry King, Jay Moore, Eddie Izzard. You can't find a comedy lineup like that on any stage anywhere in the world in one night. It's insane, right?
It really is. And it's so much fun because, you see them for 20 minutes, a half hour, and then next one, next one, next one just keeps coming at you. Yeah.
It's a ridiculous night of laughing. Anyway, K-Rock Street Team members can buy their tickets Thursday at 10 a.m. Here's a hint for you. It will sell out to Street Team members. So please go online to krock.com and register. It takes about 30 seconds, and then you get the password and make sure you're able to buy those tickets. Let's give away some, shall we?
Okay.
Hey, Bean, I'm not positive what the name of this is, but...
I know that dude.
Dude!
I know that dude.
What's Omar smoking back there in the lab?
That dude. I know that dude.
Okay, that's enough. That's fine. Thank you very much. The game is called I Know That Dude. Kevin,
it is?
You want to explain to folks how this one goes?
I know that dude.
Dude!
I know that
dude. We'd like to have some time to talk to some contestants, please.
But he knows the dude.
He knows that dude, right.
We're going to play some comedy from the comedians. All you have to do is tell us which one it is.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so in other words, you got a 1 in 8 chance, even if you just guess. All you have to do is tell us who we are listening to. If you know that dude, you give us his name, and you are in the drawing to win your tickets for April Foolishness. All right, kill the intro, please, and let's go to our first contestant.
Why is it still going?
I can't.
Honestly,
I don't know.
That's absurd. But he does know that dude. All right, let's start with Dennis. Hi, Dennis.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hang on, we're fast forwarding through the rest of the intro.
Oh, my God. How long is it?
3 minutes.
So, Dennis, you understand that we're just simply going to play a clip from one of the featured performers that night on April Foolishness. All you have to do is identify the comedian, and you are in the drawing to win your tickets, okay?
Okay.
All right,
good luck.
You go. And the name of this is I Know That Dude.
That's still the theme. Let's get to the contest now.
My sex drive's gone. My girlfriend's yelling. She comes home. She's like, I want to 7 times tonight. I'm like, I got to call 6 friends.
Okay. Who's that dude?
Which Eddie comedian? Izzard.
So sorry.
Eddie Ift. Yeah. Sorry, dude. Sorry, thanks for the call. All right. Let's
stop it, Bearman.
Let's go to Leonard. Hi, Leonard.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Very good, thanks.
Hey, Lisa.
Hello.
Are you ready? Here you go.
But I'm quite famous now, so suck my...
Tim Minchin.
Tim Minchin is right.
Very good.
I'm glad you know him. He's funny, right?
Yeah.
All right, you hold on.
He's in the drawing. Brittany is up next on line 3. What's the name of this game again? I'm sorry, I've forgotten already. I can't believe it.
I know that dude.
Dude! Yeah. That's right.
All right. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
We're going to play a comedian. You just have to tell us who it is, all right?
Okay.
Here you go.
I grew up in the hood. When we talk, we answer our own questions. Hey, can I borrow $5? Yeah.
All right. Who's that?
Eddie Izzard.
Yeah, he's famous for his Latino comedy.
He does do a lot of Hispanic comedy. No, sorry. I apologize for you. That was Felipe Esparza.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I thought that was the giveaway. I thought that was the easiest one of the whole thing. All right, let's try Kevin, line 4. See if he can get in the running to win tickets for April Foolishness ahead of them going on sale to street team members Thursday at 10. Hey, Kevin.
That dude.
Dude.
Do you know that dude?
Hope so. Let's see how it goes.
Here you go.
All right. You say basil. We say basil. And you say herbs. And we say herbs. Because there's a f***ing H in it.
All right, who's that?
That is brilliant. That's Eddie Izzard.
Eddie Izzard.
It is. I knew if enough people guessed Eddie Izzard, eventually it would be Eddie Izzard. So congratulations, Kevin. You are on the drawing. Let's try Greg now. Greg is on line 5. Welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. Greg, ready to play?
What's going on, party people?
I know that dude.
Dude.
That's what's going on. Here's your comedian. You ready?
Tell it. Let's go.
Anyone who says a sentence, I don't need to drink or take drugs to have a good time. I'm high on life. Punch that in the head till your hand breaks.
I appreciate your enthusiasm to answer the question, but let the man tell his joke, all right? Who is that?
It's Jim Jefferies.
Jim Jefferies is right.
All right, we just got time for one more. You are in the drawing. I guess Anthony is going to be our final contestant. Is that right, on line 5? Anthony?
Yeah, hello?
Are you ready to play?
I know that dude.
Dude!
Yeah, I hope I know that dude.
Here you go.
Ew, who came up with that? That No thanks, I'm good. That'd be a good public service announcement for Nickelodeon. Don't f*** that.
I know that, dude. That's Bob Saget.
That is Bob Saget. Nicely done.
You could tell by all the bleeping.
Yes, you can.
He is the filthiest comedian on the bill. Leonard is in the drawing. Also, Kevin and Anthony. They are all on their way potentially to go see April Foolishness, but only one can win. Who's it going to be?
Kevin is the winner.
Yay! Kevin. Congratulations, Kevin.
Hey, thanks.
Way to go. Congratulations. Thanks for playing the game.
I'm sorry, pleasure.
Forget the name of the game. What's the
what
name
is
of the,
that?
What is the game? I can't remember.
I know that dude.
The second greatest human on earth, after Weird Al Yankovic, Mr. Skin, joins us in the 8 o'clock hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show with his 13th annual Anatomy Awards. He's got awards for every category you can imagine.
And I'm very excited to talk to Mr. Skeen, as you know, coming up. First, though, citizens' arrests have been in the news a lot this week because of actress Sean Young. She was a famous movie star back in the 80s. I guess the No Way Out movie was probably the biggest hit she had. But she was in a bunch of other movies at the time. And she's fallen on some hard times. She was on Dr. Drew's Celebrity Rehab a couple of seasons ago. And I guess she was hanging out in front of the Oscars trying to get pictures taken with either people she was fans of or people she used to work with. I don't know. The whole thing was kind of sad. But security performed what they call a citizen's arrest on her. They're not police officers. They can't actually arrest anybody. But they basically held her down and waited for the cops to come and take her away.
Which anyone can do, which is odd to me. Like, I could make an arrest.
Yes. Well, you are not qualified to arrest anyone.
No, I don't think. I think the rule does actually say that you cannot.
Oh, is that right?
Just I me? Can.
I'm the exception. Yeah, I should you. Be. It's like, it's the same thing with Wikipedia. My thing is that if I can change Wikipedia, then it can't be that accurate. and I should not be making arrests.
So citizens' arrests, Kevin not included, basically, right. is what Lisa yes. say. But I want to know, I don't know what the rules are on citizens' arrests. It's been a long time since we talked to a police officer about this, but it seems like, and Ralph brought this up yesterday, you know, he's walking down the street and he sees some thug grab a lady's purse and take off running. Why can't he run after that person as a good Samaritan, tackle that person and just sit on him until the cops arrive? I mean, technically, I guess that is a citizen's arrest, right?
Yeah, basically, you have to call 911, you have to have the cops come, and then you just have to somehow hold them in place. If they're willing. If they're not willing, it seems like it would be a very difficult thing to do. But we sure would like to talk to you if you have ever performed a citizen's arrest or had somebody else perform a citizen's arrest on you. Because it just seems like an odd thing where you just go, wait a minute, you're not a cop. And then that whole experience must be
bizarre.
And
it seems like you're opening yourself up to a whole lot of trouble, too. Like, if you have to use force to subdue them, couldn't they turn around and sue you for battery or something?
I don't know. I'm not sure how that happens.
There was a case that just happened in the news this week in Seattle. There was a guy at the home show. Well, you know, one of those home shows where you go to look at furniture and things like that. And he was walking around, and he had rigged up a camera and a mirror on the top of his shoe so that he could take upskirt photos. And a guy saw what he was doing, just a regular guy, not a security person, not a police officer, and came up from behind him and tackled him to the ground and held on to him and had bystanders call 911.
Wow.
Same sort of thing. And exactly, Lisa, what you just said is what I thought of is, you know, you tackle that guy to the ground, whether you think you're doing the right thing or not, aren't you then liable potentially for hurting that person if you do? I would think.
We'll take some calls from you, 1-800-520-1067, especially if there are some cops that have some answers for us, too. As well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, what can you do? What can't you do?
You mean real information?
Actual information.
Okay.
Sean Young is the one that brought this up. We do have audio of her talking about the citizen's arrest outside of the Oscars when they wanted her to leave.
The Academy's lawyer, Chris Patak, recommended that a private person's arrest be made. Uh-huh. And I was standing outside the court waiting and seeing friends that were going up to the governor's ball.
All right, now here's where it gets a little confusing.
And so what this really means is the Academy recommends that its lawyers recommend that they be carted off to spend 4 hours at the Hollywood police. Shame on you.
Shame on you is right.
Shame on you. You're the nut loaf, not the guy who's trying to stop you from harassing actual actors, right?
She didn't have a ticket. She was not supposed to be there technically.
Right. So. Exactly. All right. One more, and then we're going to go to your calls at 1-800-520-1067. A citizen's arrest gone awry. This happened on Interstate 90 in Montana, which I believe, by the way, is that's the highway where there's no speed limit, where David Letterman always gets tickets every time he goes to visit his place in Montana. Here's a guy who was pissed off at a semi-trailer driver, who would not let him merge onto the freeway. So somehow he managed to get his car in front of the truck on the entrance to the freeway and block the truck in. So he said, you're driving badly. I'm performing a citizen's arrest on you. I'm going to maneuver my truck around yours and then block you so you can't move. And I'm going to call 911 and wait for the police to arrive.
That's
exactly
truck,
what he
right?
did. The car blocked the truck on the on-ramp to the freeway. Exactly, yeah. Well, what happened was the police arrived and they said, sir, you can't pull people over on the highway. And they arrested him for dangerous driving. Aww. They arrested him for blocking the freeway because he was trying to perform a citizen's arrest on a truck driver. So apparently the rules are a little bit dodgy about what you can and can't do and what kind of crime needs to be committed. But we need some specifics, and we especially want to hear from you if you've been on either side of a citizen's arrest. Either somebody's done it to you or you've done it to someone. Give us a call right now. 1-800-520-1067. Your call's next on The Kevin and Bean Show. Mr. Scan in Minutes. Ralph's got the showbiz beat coming up on The Kevin and Bean Show with a bunch of cool stuff to give away today. I'll let him tell you about. Right now, we're talking about citizens' arrests. Have you ever been on either side of that equation? You decide you're going to hold somebody until the police arrive, or somebody decides they're going to do the same to you, and what do you do about it? Let's start with Patrick. He's on line one at 1-800-520-1067. Hey, Patrick. Thanks for calling The Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Not too much. Just trying to tell you my story.
You got citizens arrested, or you did it?
Oh, I did it. I actually work in Santa Ana. I seen a guy tagging, went over there and arrested him. Actually, he complied. Everything was cool.
No, wait. What did you say to him specifically? He's tagging. You say, hey, how about stopping that?
Well, actually, I ran over there and I said, hey, you need to stop and you need to stay there. So basically, I had my handcuffs on me, so I arrested him.
I'm sorry,
whoa,
what?
Whoa. You had handcuffs on you?
Yeah, no, I'm a security officer as well.
Oh, all right.
So you want to be a cop?
Yeah, I'm a wannabe cop, I guess you could.
I got you.
Did you have a shotgun on you as well?
No gun.
Okay. So why didn't he just run? I mean, he could see that you weren't the police. Why did he stand around for your nonsense?
Well, I did advise him that I would pepper spray him if he did run, so... I guess he
wow! Wow!
He was
pepper spray.
Ready.
Yeah. All right. Okay. He was ready. Thank you very much for the call.
All right,
appreciate
Paul
that.
Blart. Thank you.
let's go to Ryan. Ryan is an actual police officer. He's on line two. He can tell us what you can and can't do for a citizen's arrest. Hi, Ryan. Thanks for calling.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
We're confused by this citizen's arrest thing. It seems to be in the news a lot this week, and we're not really sure how it works.
Well, basically, citizen's arrest is mostly used on a misdemeanor crime. So say you get hit or you watch somebody tag, graffiti, whatever, something that's a misdemeanor. A police officer has to have a citizen's arrest in order to arrest that person because it's a crime not committed in their presence.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Basically, if you're the victim or you're the witness of a misdemeanor crime, you're placing that person under arrest. You're desiring prosecution, and that way the police officer can accept that arrest from you. And that person can be prosecuted.
So you need somebody who has actually seen the crime take place. But what makes the person who's being arrested stay there? If you're not a cop, I'm gone.
Well, it's kind of similar to how a police officer is. A police officer can use that much force, which is necessary to effect an arrest. It kind of applies for citizens as well. Now, of course, you'd never want someone to put themselves in danger or whatnot, but... if someone's willing to stay there and you kind of have to sit on them or you use that force which is necessary to effect that arrest, you're within the law.
Wow. Now, do you, I know that every situation is different, and as you said, put your own safety first, but do you appreciate it when citizens do that? Do you recommend that people do that to assist law enforcement?
Well, we don't really recommend it. I've been in situations where there's been it's been nice to have the person still there because you want this person caught. Maybe it's someone who has shown a pattern of committing that same type of crime and
Right. Finally
catch them because somebody caught them for you. That's always nice, but it depends on each situation because you don't know who you're dealing with. Like I said, you never want to put your own safety in harm's way there, and you'd rather have a police officer do it for you. But it is kind of nice to have someone caught by the citizens every so often.
Huh. Yeah, I bet. All right, Ryan, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it, officer. Let's try Ronnie. Ronnie stopped a robbery, held the dude down. Let's hear what kind of heroics he's got going on.
Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, how's it going?
What type of place was being robbed?
Basically, it was like a CVS or Walgreens, one of those, and... there was a guy coming out with, like, bottles in his hand. He was clearly trying to rob me. The security guard was behind him trying to pull him back.
Right.
But the security guard looked like he was new and didn't know what he was doing and wasn't really holding him back. So I was wrestling at the time, and I just kind of went up to him and put him in a hold. And he just, he was just stuck in a hold, and he was, like, yelling or whatever, but he couldn't really get out.
Nice.
What's going through your mind when you see it? Because let's be honest, most people would go... wow, that sucks that this place is being robbed, but I don't want to get involved, or I don't know if that guy's got a gun. What made you take that extra step to get involved?
Well, I was with three of my guy friends, and only two girls were there, so I figured if I did that, it would help my chances.
Okay, there you go. At least you had a good reason. Very all nice. Right. Thank you for the call. Let's jump to line 7 and talk to Rick. He was involved in a car chase in the course of a citizen's arrest on line 7. How about that?
Hey, Rick.
How you doing?
Good. How'd you get involved in a car chase?
I witnessed a hit and run, and, 40 or 50 other people did, but I was the only person that chased the car down. He clearly thought he got away.
Right.
Into a parking lot, and here I come and block him in. And
parked your car so that he couldn't get out?
Yeah, he was in between two white lines and two parked cars, so I was the guy with the section to block him off.
I got you.
And he was clearly upset that he wanted to get away, and he was innocent. He didn't know what I was talking about. And I used to do security as well, so I pulled my handcuffs and put him into arrest.
Awesome.
Check you out. A lot of guys walking around with handcuffs out there. I wasn't aware of that.
I think I need to get handcuffs.
All right. Thank you for the call, Rick. Let's take one more. Let's talk to Robert, because Robert is the only one who's called who was on the receiving end of a citizen's arrest. How about that?
Hey, Robert.
Hello?
You got arrested by a citizen?
In a way. I was at a concert, and I was walking to my car, and there's a bunch of drunk guys, and I was nervous when I was walking by, and then next thing I know, I'm getting tackled to the ground by some fat guy yelling, "Citizen's arrest."
For what? What was he claiming you did?
I think they were just being funny. I don't even think they called the cops, but some couple saw me getting tackled, and then I think they called the cops.
Okay, so the cops show up, and what happened?
Oh, they were like, "Yeah, we're sorry. We're going to take these guys in and enjoy your night," pretty much.
Oh, so they arrested the arresters, not you?
Yeah, because they were drunk, and then they said if I wanted to file a report, I could, but I said no.
Oh,
that's okay.
Wow, yeah. Your night turned around. You went one second you're being the victim of a citizen's arrest, the next second they're asking if you want to file charges against the people they're arresting.
Yeah.
Did they share their booze? Their liquor?
No.
What?
No.
Come on now. Come on, people. All right, so what have we learned here today? A citizen's arrest, thumbs up.
Go for it.
Do it.
I think we've learned. Yeah, it sounds
handcuffs.
Like fun.
And always carry handcuffs, I think is the other advice.
Then we close our eyes for good.
You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ at 7:54.
What's happening, Ralph? What are you doing? What's going on?
Singing, man. Having a good time. Why do you hate joy?
I don't hate joy.
You do.
Mr. Skin is coming in.
Sorry,
after
I'm having a good time at my job. I'm sorry, I can't be miserable enough for you. Is this better?
It's like working with Nick Nolte. Hey, Ralph is here with the showbiz beat.
You don't even know what it's like to work with Nick Nolte.
And then Mr. Skin joins us after the top of the hour, which is really all I care about. And then if you don't mind, I'm going to leave around 8:30 with Mr. Skin. We're going to go get some free pancakes at IHOP, and I'm going to take the rest of the day off.
Okay. Only being could just...
Deal.
Just suck any positive thing out of naked women in movies or anything just by putting this creepy stink all over it.
I'm not being creepy. I'm admiring.
I can't enjoy
Mr.
Skin. I can't enjoy the work he does. Nothing, because I can just sense Bean's creep all over.
Bean, I don't think you can make your own decision if you're being creepy or not. I think that's somebody else's decision to be made.
I don't understand what you're even talking about. So I love Star Wars. So you can't enjoy Star Wars? It's that sort of a thing?
Well, if you start talking about it all creepy, then I probably won't.
I'm not being creepy. I'm just saying, Mr. Skin puts in the work.
How about a stormtrooper? Yeah, I got a blaster for a Wookiee.
All right, let's get through your little nonsense party here and then get to the real entertainment. Can we?
By the way, I don't know if you noticed last week or not, but Vivid released their Star Wars XXX parody film. It's worth a look if you haven't seen it. You really haven't lived until you've seen a female stormtrooper giving Chewbacca the reverse cowgirl. It's quite an experience. So I recommend
this
it highly.
This is not Star Wars? Is that what it's called?
No, it's called Star Wars XXX, a porn parody.
Okay.
Yeah. You can pick it up in stores now. It came out last week.
That's sweet.
Yeah. It is for Chewbacca, that's for sure.
Yep.
Hey, listen up, people. It's time for Paley Fest 2012, one of my favorite times of the year when the Paley Center for Media, formerly known as the Museum of Television and Radio, they take the month of March and they dedicate it to evenings with your favorite TV shows, past and present. Great lineup this year. Amongst them is The Office. After 8 years on television, The Office will be spending the evening with the creators and stars of that show. If you're a big Office fan, then you're going to want to go. I have two pairs of tickets, but I want to give it to a real Office fan. So here's your trivia question. The Office, of course, based on the popular British television series created by Ricky Gervais.
Yes, correct.
That's not the question, Kevin.
Oh.
The show, The Office, here in the States, has been on for 8 seasons.
Yes.
I need to know from you, hardcore Office fans, how many episodes the original British season ran for? How many episodes, including the Christmas specials, how many episodes did the original Office run for? 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First two callers to get through with the correct answer will win a pair of passes to spend an evening with the Office at PaleyFest on March the 6th. Girth? I don't believe girth is the correct answer, but thanks so much for playing. The CW has announced who will be starring in their Sex and the City prequel.
All right.
The Carrie Diaries is the story of Carrie Bradshaw, who, of course, was the lead character in Sex and the City, when she was a teenager dealing with the mean girls in high school. Teenager in the 80s, attending high school. Carrie Bradshaw will be played by Anna Sophia Robb.
I bet she's hot.
Who you have seen in Soul Surfer or as Violet in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the Tim Burton version.
Sure.
CW said Anna Sophia Robb will be playing the young Carrie Bradshaw. No word on yet whether the series will discuss the horrible industrial accident she must have in order to look like Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City. So we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Lisa, how much appetite is there among you and your friends for more Sex and the City? Really? For the
pre
Sex
and
the
City? Really? No, I mean, we love that series, and it was perfect for the time that it came out. I have no interest in this at all.
But you read the Twilight books and the Hunger Game books and all the other teenage girl books.
Hunger
Maybe
Games
you'd like
is
this.
Awesome, but no, this doesn't interest me.
It doesn't
anyway.
Help that the last movie was just insulting, right?
It was tore. It was
this
the worst.
Is a brand new creator and cast, so.
I hear you.
So it's
hope it's as good as the young Indiana Jones was.
It's a reboot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes they go back and they improve.
Okay.
Sometimes that happens.
It could happen. You don't know.
Yes, it could.
You don't know anything, man. You don't know anything about
that's
Sex and the City, Carrie Diaries.
That's very true.
Dancing with the Stars has announced who will be dancing this season, the 14th season of the popular reality dance show. Jack Wagner from Melrose Place. Melissa Gilbert. She was Half Pint on Little House on the Prairie.
Now, I just want to make sure that everyone understands. You started with the two big stars, right?
These are the big names. Donald Driver, Green Bay Packer, wide receiver. William Levy, telenovela star. Sherry Shepherd from The View. Katherine Jenkins, opera star. Gavin DeGraw, singer and songwriter. Martina Navratilova, tennis player. Roshan Fagan, Disney star. Maria Menounos. Jaleel White, Urkel from Family Matters, and Gladys Knight. There you go. There's your lineup.
Where's the outrage there?
Where is the outrage? I'm outraged.
Will Glenda be there?
Glenda will not be attending. Sorry, Larry. She will not be dancing with the stars. Maybe next season, Glenda will be dancing. Are you going to answer my trivia question? I think Daniel on line 8 was the first caller through with the right answer. Daniel? Hello, Daniel.
Hello.
Hello, sir. How many episodes did the original British Office series run?
14, my man.
14 episodes.
Lazy.
Not lazy.
Very lazy.
Just a perfect, just little, just a bite-sized piece of perfect comedy. 14 episodes. American Office, 8 years.
Yeah.
Great. Of 20-something episodes per year, right?
Yeah, yeah. Big difference there. Thank you, Dana. Hold on. We're going to give you the details, but you're going to spend the evening with the cast and creators of The Office.
Awesome. Thanks.
You got it. Also, welcome, congratulations, rather, to Kip. Kip.
Kip.
Also the winner.
That Office, by the way, tell me if I'm wrong about this, Ralph, I think has about the most talented ensemble cast of any show on television, just in terms of how many funny people they have on one show.
Yes, it's remarkable.
Insane.
And look at the breakouts, too, how people have just gone off of that series to bigger and better things. I mean, just top to bottom.
I can't believe they've held them together, you know, except for losing Steve Carell. I can't believe they've been able to keep, you know, Mindy Kaling and Jim Krasinski and all those other guys who, you know, are so talented on that show.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays, Gilbert Gottfried's 57. Oh, by the way, next hour I'll be giving away tickets for The New Girl.
Oh.
An evening with The New Girl. So you're going to want to come back in an hour for that trivia question. Gilbert Gottfried's 57 years old today. John Turturro's 55. Cindy Wilson of the B-52s is 55 years old today.
Love Shack!
Sorry, just I have Tourette's whenever I say the B-52s. That comes out.
You have to.
Ray Don Chong. Quest for Fire was the name of the movie we were talking about earlier, though.
Quest for Fire.
She's naked in the whole thing. It's really worth checking out. 51 years old today, Robert Sean Leonard of House
is 43. Pat Monahan of Train is also 43. And Allie Larder from Heroes turns 36 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Mr. Skin is here. Hit it, Steve.
Mr. Skin, Mr. Skin, Mr. Skin.com.
Mr. Skin is the second greatest human in the history of human civilization, ladies and gentlemen. And he joins us in studio right now. MrSkin.com is the only website, really the only website that needs to survive in the event of a nuclear meltdown.
Only second?
Well, Mr. you know Skin who's first.
Yeah, we're Weird Al, obviously the best human ever. Mr. Skin would be second. Hey, Mr. Skin, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, I'm honored. Thanks a lot, guys.
Well, it's great to see you. You know, you came up with a fantastic idea when you walked in. The first thing I said to you was, hey, where can we see Lisa Mae naked? Because, of course, that's what you do with the film and the TV stars, is you tell us where we can fast forward to the good parts to see the hot chicks naked. You need to have something like that in real life, where there's an app or something like that that we can just point at a girl on the street and then come up if she's ever appeared naked in anything.
Yeah,
it would
like
be awesome.
Like if they've done a bit part in a movie and were nude and thought nobody knew about it, but that would be cool.
Or made a sex tape for their boyfriend, or just got some pictures on their Facebook page, whatever it is. You need to figure out how to tie this all together.
Take it easy, B. Next thing you're going to have him putting cameras in Lisa's apartment.
So this is the busiest time of the year for Mr. Skin and the Mr. Skin offices in Chicago because the Anatomy Awards have come out, the 13th annual Anatomy Awards. What's the humble beginnings of this award season?
Well, you know, first of all, this is like you mentioned busy. If I was an accountant, this would be April 15th today,
right,
you know?
Sure.
So it's crazy times, but it's fun. And it's the culmination, you know, all year. There's all these great nude scenes, and we chronicle them, and then I get together with my crack staff to go over all the nudity, sexy moments, sex scenes, and then we have to choose what are the best. So it's a lot of work, but a lot of fun. The big thing is I can't believe I've been doing this for 13 years.
That's crazy.
13 years I came up with this crazy idea for a website, but it's a business. Like, I have 33 skin employees, and we... you know, it's a riot. We have a ton of fun. It's work, but I just can't believe I wake up in the morning and get to do this for a living.
I'll tell you what's great about this is that this is exactly what the rest of us do full time. It's just you're getting paid for it.
Yeah,
well,
right, exactly.
Hey, every time a guy sees a movie or sees a TV show and there's a great nude scene, what do you do when you go to work the next day? You talk about it. We just talk about it at the website with pictures and reviews and point out the exact time of the scene. We just take it to a little bit better level, but all guys look at nude scenes and get excited about it.
Well, sure.
How many people apply to be employees at Mr. Skin every week? I mean, you must get a thousand people a week coming through the door wanting to work for you, right?
Well, the funny thing is when it's friends of mine that are married and stuff, and they're like, man, I can't stand my job. What, you got anything open? But the problem is a lot of the wives put the block.
Put the kibosh
on
it.
They put the kibosh.
Yeah.
But, you know, because you got to be a certain type of person to accept your husband looking at nudity all day, which a lot of our people that work for us do. They sit in front of computers and go through movies and look
for
nudity.
That's their job. I mean, it's not like they're enjoying it.
Yeah. Does it desensitize you to enjoying nudity, Mr. Skin?
You know, people ask me that, and I'll tell you this. When a new actress that hasn't done a nude scene that, you know, I've been a fan of, I'm still just as excited today as I was when I was 17 or 18 and saw a nude scene. I do different things now when I see them nude. But it is still very exciting to see an actress do a nude scene for me. It doesn't get old.
So you have a clock that starts ticking the minute a new face arrives. Like, for instance, Kate Upton. She's everywhere right now because she's on the cover of the new Sports Illustrated. Last year, she debuted in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. She was the Rookie of the Year. And as soon as you saw her last year, you thought, ooh, make a mental note. Kate Upton is someone I need to see naked. When's it going to happen? And you don't know if it's going to be a year, 5 years, 20 years. Right.
And with her, what's cool is even though she hasn't done a real nude scene, just her walking down the catwalk in slow motion in those bikinis and underwear is better than most actresses naked. So in her case, it's okay for now until she does a nude scene.
Now, let me ask you about a couple of things in the news right now before we talk about this year's Anatomy Awards. And Mr. Skin is in studio. MrSkin.com is the site. And you can go. And by the way, I should mention, Mr. Skin, you put together a phenomenal montage. How many clips and how long is that thing on the front page of MrSkin.com?
Oh, I'm
right
glad
now?
You pointed out. Well, yeah, the Anatomy Awards are at our front page. So first of all, I have like 46 categories where you could go and see the pictures of what we're going to talk about. But we went above and beyond the call of nudity and
see what you did?
And put together a montage of all these scenes back to back to back so you could watch it all for free at our site. But here's the cool thing. it's 37 minutes long. So if you have 37 minutes.
37 minutes.
Stop by. It's a lot of fun.
Sweet.
All right. Let me ask you, Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
Academy Awards the other night. All of America is saying, was it or was it not a nip slip? I know that you must have discussed this in your office, and I'm sure have come to some sort of conclusion because you're the experts.
Yeah. Well, when it was happening, I get all these texts, right? And I get all these emails. I just saw a nip slip at J-Lo, you know. We looked at it closely at the Mr. Skin Labs, and you know what? If at the very most, it was the outer areola, but
at the very most, yeah.
Yeah, when you see the nip slip that won our best nip slip in the Anatomy Award, that's a nip slip. This was pretty weak stuff. But it was cool that people are excited about it and were looking, but it didn't make the cut as far as a nip slip goes.
Well, it's the mixture of the action of seeing the body and how big the celebrity is as well. I mean, when you look 100%. At her, you just think she's just amazingly.
But you could check out with her. She did a movie called Money Train with Wesley Snipes before she was famous, you know, like between when she was a fly girl and she came this superstar singer.
Mm-hmm.
And in that movie, during a sex scene, you see her breasts. My biggest problem with J-Lo is she never did a butt scene. You know, she's really more known for her butt than her
much
chest.
More, yeah.
Yeah. I wish she would have done a great butt scene. It never happened, but you can see her breasts in Money Train.
Angelina
one
Jolie
minute.
Was...
Hang on, one
was,
minute. He knows. What minute?
Oh, 1 minute and 15 seconds.
There you go.
Come on.
That's what I'm talking about. In his head, he can tell you exactly how far to go in the movie to see that
weird.
Scene.
Have you ever used your photographic memory for anything else that's
no.
useful, Mr. Skin?
No. I think about it. Like, I have tons of friends that, like, have master's degrees and are lawyers or doctors. I couldn't have done any of that. So this is the only thing I could do, and luckily I was able to make a living
that's
doing
right.
it.
You're doing it
all
well.
Right. Let me ask you one more thing before we take a break with Mr. Skin and then come back and talk all about the Anatomy Awards, and that is Angelina Jolie was in the news a lot this week because of her appearance, her very sexy leg showing at the Grammys, the Academy Awards the other night. There used to be talk of, hey, you want to win an Oscar, take off your top. And Angelina Jolie won her Oscar for a role that she was naked in, and then Halle Berry took off her top and that
Monster's Ball.
Ball
yeah.
Is there anything to that, or is that something we just made up because it's happened a couple times?
This guy's going, if you want an Oscar, take it off.
Well, I think the big one was when Halle Berry did Monster's Ball. What that proved is you could not only be nude but have a crazy sex scene and still win an Academy Award. And I think when that happened, that made other actresses say, wow, it's not – you know, I don't have to be in like a powdered wig movie where I keep my clothes on to win an Oscar.
Although for the most part, that's still true.
Well, it is.
Not completely.
But there's been a lot of times where actresses have been nude and won an Oscar. So nudity does not hurt your career. It does not. It gets you
Are
on
you
the,
listening, people?
Yeah.
Are you listening?
And what have you, it gets what have guys you found, excited about you.
What have you found about the people who win an Oscar? Do they generally not do nudity? Like someone like Marissa Tomei comes to mind, who seems to love taking off her clothes in lots of different movies, even though she's won an Oscar. What has your conclusion been generally in that?
Well, I think it's more about not so much winning an Oscar as it is being famous. I mean, look at Kate Winslet. Do you think she cares about doing nude scenes? It's more about being famous. And a lot of times when an actress gets powerful and famous, they don't do a nude scene. A good example is Reese Witherspoon. Early in her career, she did a movie called Twilight. Mm-hmm. And at the two-minute mark, you could see Reese's pieces as she's walking around the motel room. A great topless shot. She then became famous, and we have not seen a nude scene. And probably, my guess, won't see a nude scene. And that happens a lot, where when you're a struggling actress or trying to get into the movies, you'll maybe do something more daring or take
a
chance.
Do whatever you have to do.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
And that it's not so much about winning an Oscar as it is about being famous.
Mm. And how about Jennifer Aniston? She seems to be teasing us with hearing that she's doing these topless scenes, yet they get cut out of the movies.
Yeah,
what's up with that?
That was a big bummer because my skin scouts had seen that movie Wanderlust many, many months ago and were like breathlessly reporting to me, oh my God, you got to see this Jennifer Aniston topless and Wanderlust, all this. And then I've been talking about it, telling people we can't wait for this movie to come out. And then when the real movie reviewers went the week of that it was coming out last week, like Wednesday night, to see the screening, lo and behold, that scene was nowhere to be found.
They cut it out. That's tragic.
Yeah, it was really, especially for her, because I always say with Jennifer Aniston is there's 21, 22-year-old actresses that would happily trade their bodies for
her.
She has a fantastic body. So a Jennifer Aniston topless scene in good lighting that lasts a long time would be one of the most popular nude
scenes. It lasts a long time.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Not 37 minutes.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Right.
All right. We got to take a break right there. Mr. Skin is in studio here on the Kevin and Bean Show. MrSkin.com is a not safe for work site, but you should go anyway. I say you should risk your job and take a look at this montage that he put together. And of course, there's a safe for work version at KROQ.com. When we come back, we're going to get into the Anatomy Awards for 2011, I guess. Great categories this year. 46 different categories, right?
Yeah, it's a record, a new record.
Everything from best granny panties to best cheerleading scene to best lesbian, best full frontal, best bikini, and we'll cover a bunch of them when we return right after this on the Kevin and Bean. Our friend Mr. Skin in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Skin. His website is MrSkin.com. We have a safe for work look at the 13th Annual Anatomy Awards at KROQ.com, where you can see the real deal at MrSkin.com. So many categories this year. It gets bigger every year. 46 this time around, Mr. Skin?
Yeah, this is our biggest year ever. And I think a big reason is, you know, there's so much nudity now on television. And one thing about my Anatomy Awards, I'm not like the Oscars and stay strictly with movies.
Right.
I blend movies and television. And
you go where the nudity is.
Well, there's so – you know what? At this point, we all watch movies and TV equally, and there's so much good nudity on HBO, Showtime, the Stars Network, yep, that when you throw that into the pot with all the movie nudity and, you know, straight-to-DVD stuff, it's so much. And that's why – more nudity now than ever in our 13 years of the Anatomy Awards.
Is Game of Thrones the biggest contributor to boobies on television in the world?
Well, it won our award for best TV show for nudity, and as you guys know, there was some stiff competition with Californication and all these shows, Hung, all these different shows. But what I love about Game of Thrones is it's obviously well-acted, it's well-written, it's critically acclaimed, but only on HBO would they interrupt this great show with a four-minute lesbian scene in high definition. And that one, our best lesbian scene, was Sahara Knight and Esme Bianco.
At what minute?
Well, we don't really do TV minutes because there's commercials and different things.
But in this case, no.
But this, I could tell you what episode, but whatever. but the bottom line is it's not only a great, great show. You'd watch it even if it didn't have nudity,
right.
There's fantastic nudity on top of it, and it won a couple of awards this year.
Now, it's not all nudity. A best bikini scene, Brooklyn Decker. I'm sorry.
Oh my God, yeah. Just go with it.
Yeah,
where she's, you know, everyone talks Kate Upton now, but remember last Super Bowl, not the Giants Pats, but the last Super Bowl, they kept playing the trailer for this movie, and they'd have this Brooklyn Decker coming out of the water in slow motion.
Yeah,
guys were after the Super Bowl, where all they were talking about, who is that girl in the yellow bikini? It was Brooklyn Decker, and that won our best bikini scene for the Anatomy Awards.
Now, best see-through nips.
Yes.
This is troubling to me, because I'm not sure it's a girl.
Oh, I know. I've heard you guys on the air.
On Fox and Friends. This is Khloe Kardashian.
Yes. What's interesting is, what was she thinking going on a show in high definition with no bra, wearing a shirt that had, like, I don't know, maybe you could describe this. It's like a...
It's just a sheer
black
shirt. Yeah. Right, right.
I mean, you could see her whole breast during the whole interview.
So. But you don't discriminate between whether we want to see those breasts or not, just whether we can, right?
Yeah, you know, one thing I've always done is we don't, you know, we celebrate nudity in film, we're not, or in TV, and you know, there's guys out there that are big Khloe Kardashian fans, so I don't want to be a guy and say, you know, this is terrible. I say, hey, look, she, of anyone who had see-through nips on TV, hers were the most prevalent, and she won the award.
There you go.
Mr. Skin, there's some new terminology creeping into your line of work this year, and I think you know I'm going to ask you about the best coin slot. Now, this is not a term perhaps that many of our listeners are familiar with, but it has a very specific meaning.
Well, I can guarantee you this is the only awards in the world that had best coin slot. But anyway, what a coin slot is butt cleavage, okay? And we've had a debate, you may call it a master debate at MrSkin.com, to try to decide... and this is, we literally had a meeting about this. This is how, you know, important work is in our office.
How ridiculous your life is.
When a girl's
got a buddy, meeting to the conference room now.
Yeah. My crack staff, right? Yeah. Well, we had to decide when a girl's pants in the back go down, at what point is it nude and what point is it not nude?
That's a good question.
We said if 50% or more are down, we count it as nude.
Okay.
49 or less, we call it butt cleavage or coin slot.
Okay.
So the winner this year for our best coin slot was Mila Kunis in Friends with Benefits. So you see a quarter of her butt. And by the way, a quarter of Mila Kunis' butt better than most actresses.
No question.
Butt,
absolutely.
No question.
Yeah.
But it's not technically nude, so the award for best coin slap, Mila Kunis.
That is so much better than I thought what it meant. Best banana scene.
Jennifer Aniston, who disappointed us in Wanderlust. But
what a bizarre category, honestly.
Well, you know what?
It's, best banana scene.
It was the best scene of anything, TV or movies for the year in the movie Horrible Bosses, where she's in her lingerie, which Jennifer Aniston lingerie everyone wants to see.
Correct.
But she was eating a banana, and it was a very sexy scene, and it won our best banana scene.
I got you.
I am into, and I've never admitted this publicly before, it's a little embarrassing, but I'm into nude while ironing. Is there anything you can do for me, Mr. Skin?
Well, yes, Bean, I have a great, something really good for you.
Lisa, not yes. kidding, they have a category of nude while ironing.
Yes.
And that's why Bean brought it up.
On the great TV series on Showtime, Shameless, Shanola Hampton is ironing topless.
Yeah.
And now I will admit there wasn't a lot of competition for this award.
I was gonna ask,
but that's not important. This was, without question, the best nude while ironing scene in 2011.
Now, what about best lingerie? This does not necessarily nude, so now it opens it up to a whole lot of other shows.
Well, there's a lot of guys that are big fans of this Yvonne Strahovski, the
yes.
blonde from Chuck.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And I got to say, in the, 5 years the show was on the air, and by the way, it's off the air now. She gave us so much great non-nude content.
Yes.
You know. And I got to say, I made this...
Sexy, but not nude.
Yeah, and I made... And by the way, she won Best Lingerie. But I made the... And this was one of my smart decisions early in the website. When I started the website, the thought was to only do nudity, right? Mm-hmm. But then I thought, you know what? There's lots of times an actress is in her underwear or bikini, and guys would want to see that too. Luckily, I made the call before I launched the website, nude and sexy. And there's guys that will come to our website and say, oh, my God, you have a montage of all the great, you know, Yvonne Strahovski underwear scenes. That's awesome. I want to see it. And you should.
Yeah.
And who wouldn't? Right. I wish you'd do a nude scene, but until then, great underwear is fantastic, too.
The Mr. Skin 13th Annual Anatomy Awards are up at MrSkin.com. It really is, way more than we have time to get into all the categories here. 46 different categories, including Best Upskirt and Best Nip Slip and Best Blu-ray. I mean, it's just
that
amazing.
That Meredith Vieira upskirt is pretty wild.
Yep. Don't want to see that.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. Don't want to see that.
Yeah. That's not what I'm a little bit. I'm a little bit surprised, and I kind of have a thing for Meredith Vieira anyway, but I'm a little bit surprised that doesn't happen more often with just the way they sit and shoot all of those TV morning shows live day after day after day.
I can
Where's
tell
the
you,
outrage it, there?
It does happen a lot. It just doesn't happen this well to win an award. And,
yeah.
And by the way, that happened on April 7th of last year in case. But the other thing, too.
I'll bet she's thrilled to win that award.
Well, yeah, I know. But we had fun with it, and the fact that it's Meredith Vieira makes it a novelty. But if a guy was having a cereal and drinking coffee and just was watching this on TV, he probably didn't see that. But
right.
at the Mr. Skin Labs, where we go through things frame by frame, this is where we see it.
You guys do good work.
How many DVRs do you have at the Mr. Skin offices? Because you have to tape every channel all the time, always, right?
We have like 3 different satellite dishes. I don't even know how many DVRs we have. I have 2 guys full-time getting all the TV stuff. And then I have about 6 guys getting all the movie stuff. And it's...
Every time a new Blu-ray comes out, you got to go through DVD and Blu-ray releases to see what's new that they've added and scenes and whatnot.
And that's a cool thing because, like, Fast Times at Ridgemont High won our best Blu-ray release. And,
right.
and that's one of the great things that's been happening over the last 5 years is they're re-releasing classic movies with great nudity on Blu-ray, which is 6 times the resolution of DVD. Which,
yes, it is.
We had a best Blu-ray find this year that you have to look at that's pretty wild. But we're finding things or at least seeing great nude scenes in much better quality since this Blu-ray release. And every year, tons of old movies come out on Blu-ray.
All right, before we let you go, Mr. Skin, how old is your boy now?
My son is 6 years old.
Is he old enough to realize the empire that he is going to inherit? And do you think he's likely to go into the same line of work?
You know what? He's a really good baseball player, so I'm hoping he steers into that. Because I have a big dilemma. I got a daughter that's 7 in second grade, and I live in this very nice suburb with very successful people, and they're all like real business people. And there will come the day when my daughter, it's bring your dad to school.
What does daddy do?
What does daddy do? Bring him in. What the hell am I going to do? I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
You got about a year or two to figure it out.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
I got to think quick.
Well, keep on doing the Lord's work. MrSkin.com is the website. Thanks so much for stopping by today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.
I got a question for you. Adam Sandler, right?
Yep. that it?
That's my question, yeah.
Yes.
Here he is from the Academy Awards Sunday night. You won't believe this.
I'm eventually trying to one day tell the truth. I don't know if I'm ever going to get there, but I'm slowly letting pieces of myself out there, and then maybe by the time I'm 85, I'll look back and say, all right, that about summed it up.
Well, the truth is Adam Sandler got 11 Razzie nominations on Saturday, most of them for his film Jack and Jill, which was nominated for the worst movie of the year. He received a nomination for acting in the movie, also for writing the script.
The Razzies, for those of you that don't recognize that, is for the worst movies, not best movies.
Exactly. It's the opposite of the Oscars, yeah. Right? He also produced the movie, and there was so much vitriol for Jack and Jill. It was hated so much that everybody associated with it practically got nominated, including the Academy Award-winning actor Al Pacino, who inexplicably decided to be in the Jack and Jill movie. Now he's up for a Razzie as well, and that award will be handed out on April 1st. I believe Mr. Pacino joins us now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Al.
Oh, Kevin Bean.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Very good, thanks. We're talking about the Razzies and yeah. Adam Sandler's movie, Jack and Jill, that you were
ooh-ah!
In.
Ooh-ah! Jack and Jill!
Right.
Uh-huh. Oh, that was a classic.
Not really.
Some of my best work ever, I think.
You got nominated for a Razzie. Do you know what that is?
Oh, Razzie.
Razzie.
Wow.
It's,
I don't know, but I like the way it sounds.
It's an award for bad acting. Bad movies.
Come
bad,
on now!
Bad writing. Listen, I didn't give it to you.
I'm Al Pacino.
You are Al Pacino.
They must have me mistaken with someone else.
Well, were you in Jack and Jill?
Maybe Weird Al Pacino.
No?
There
no,
a guy... plays accordion.
No, he's not involved. He wasn't involved. He was smart enough to probably say no to Jack and Jill. But how did you, I mean, didn't you rap in this movie too? Don't I remember that from
the
TV
commercials? I do a big rapping commercial.
Why?
For the Al Pacino Cappuccino.
Right?
The commercial where I sing and dance and I rap.
Right.
Right, but why?
Because I'm an artist. I need to stretch myself.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be doing the same thing all the time.
I can see that. But Jack and Jill, can't you read that script and go, maybe not for me?
Listen, Adam Sandler's just trying to put truth into his film.
I hear that's true.
Okay.
And the truth is, he's not very good. So I think he succeeded.
Right.
Wow.
Now, are you happy, unhappy, don't care?
Oh, great. Great role. Did a lot of comedy. Ha! Funny man! That's me!
Well, I'm not positive that you're considered a funny man.
So I got a chance to stretch a little bit. Like my next project,
which is...
I'm going back to the stage.
Oh, what's that?
Okay. Maybe films of this Razzie thing. Need a break from the films.
Perhaps. Okay, all right.
So I'm going back to the stage, doing a one-man musical based on Gary Numan.
The Cars guy? The guy sing the song Cars?
That here
guy?
In my cars. Ah.
Is that it?
Da-doot, 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 da-doot. Wow.
Do you have to sing in every role now?
Yeah.
What's your idea? All right.
Because I don't have a chance to show people my song and dance talents very often.
Right.
I see. Okay.
Now that I did Jack and Jill,
mm-hmm.
all dancing, all singing, all the time.
Not the best idea, Jack.
Dancing Al.
Or Al.
Or Al.
Al Pacino.
Al.
My name.
Right, sorry.
Jack.
Well.
Wow.
I don't know what
is there a Razzie for radio?
Yeah.
405 before National, the carpool lane is blocked with a stall. Another stall, North 405 before Santa Monica Boulevard in the number 3 lane. Toyota owners, your neighborhood Toyota dealer, the right place to maintain your vehicle.
Poor Lisa
can't get it out of the...
I know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
From alignment to tires to maintenance and repairs, your neighborhood Toyota dealer is your one-stop shop to help keep your Toyota running like a Toyota. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
I can just about walk. I can't hardly walk. I can't see too far and I can't hear too good.
She's remarkable. She wakes up every morning and goes, yes, this is the voice I'm going to go in and work with.
You know what?
I'm going to put this on the radio.
I applaud that.
Why?
I do, too. Because I'm impressed by that.
It's a bad choice. Why are you impressed by bad decisions?
She has a great work ethic.
But you know what?
I don't feel bad is the thing.
I understand that. But your job isn't to feel. Your job isn't, let's go see how this woman feels. Your job is to speak and people listen to you.
I find it kind of sexy.
I would rather have Lisa sound like that than have anybody else who sounds normal.
That's
I really would.
Just wrongheaded.
Well, I could be wrong about that.
Tomorrow will be hey, just like this.
We got a wide receiver with a compound fracture. He's like, well, let's let him run the route anyway. Come on, he's a gamer. He wants to play.
He's a good work ethic.
8:54 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Time for the Showbiz Beat. Now here's Jack.
Before I get to showbiz news, I do have...
Your name's not Jack? I thought we were calling everybody
all
Jack
right,
now.
Take it easy.
Got some more tickets to give away to Paley Fest 2012.
Yay!
The Paley Center for Media, previously known as the Museum of Television Radio, dedicate the month of March to television programs, their casts and creators, and you get to meet them in a very intimate setting at the Saban Theater in Beverly Hills. And it's fascinating if you're a TV geek like me to look behind the scenes and to hear the stories about how these TV shows are made, and you get to ask questions of the cast and creators. It's a great, great event. The tickets I'm giving away right now are for one of my favorite new television programs, The New Girl.
Oh, that's so good.
It's such a funny, well-written, well-acted comedy. Great ensemble cast, led, of course, by Zooey Deschanel. Just a brilliantly funny laugh-out-loud show. I watch that show every week, and it's one of the few comedies. That and 30 Rock make me laugh out loud. Some comedies I go, oh, yeah, it's funny. I enjoy that. It's amusing right. to sit there. But I chortle.
You chortle?
I chortle.
Wow.
When I watch The New Girl. If you're a fan of the show, 1-800-520-1067.
We got a winner!
The number to call. We don't have a winner. I haven't asked the question yet. Here's the trivia question. Zooey Deschanel, we love her.
Yes.
Early in her career, she was actually featured in a video done by a K-Rock band.
Hmm.
K-Rock band. Which band and which song was the video for? I need
Girth.
The band and the video that Zooey Deschanel starred in for a K-Rock artist.
It was Detachable Penis.
1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First two callers through with the correct answer. Win a pair of tickets. To spend the evening with the folks from The New Girl on March the 5th. Hey, girl, what you doing? Hey, girl,
yeah, we don't
where
need
you going? Who's that girl? Who's that girl? Mm-hmm. It's Jess.
Love that song.
April Foolishness is coming up on April the 7th at the Gibson Amphitheater. Some of my favorite comedians in the world are performing on that evening. And we were talking about Eddie Izzard, one of my heroes. Brilliantly funny improviser, genius wit, sharp, sharp-minded guy. Runs 50 marathons a day, I think, now is what he's up to.
We asked him to do it, and we were thinking, of course, he's not gonna.
It was such a reach. It was like one of the biggest comedy stars on the planet. I mean, he does international comedy shows in the native language of whatever country he's playing in. He's constantly touring. He's always busy. We said, you know,
we
have an opportunity to talk to him. We have to take the opportunity. You have to take the shot. It's like seeing the most beautiful girl in school and saying, I have to ask her to the prom. Right. I'll kill myself if I don't ask.
But she always says no.
Right, and you know she's going to say no, so you just throw it out there.
Right.
Didn't he sell out two nights at the Hollywood Bowl
yes!
last year, for instance? This is Eddie Izzard who's playing
He's the only
our
comedian
April
ever,
show.
By the way, to sell out a show at the comedy at the Hollywood Bowl.
Ridiculous.
No chance of getting him.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
What?
Huh?
It's insane. And I mentioned a couple hours ago, we were talking about him, one of my favorite segments, and it is for a lot of geeks, his chunk on Star Wars and how there has to be a cafeteria in the Death Star. They've got all these people. They have to feed them somehow. There must be a canteen or cafeteria there. And he does this segment. Here's just a little taste of it, because it goes on, like some of Eddie's bits tend to. But here's Darth Vader going to the cafeteria, ordering some pasta, because he's hungry.
But there must have been a Death Star canteen, yeah? There must have been a cafeteria downstairs. In between battles, where Darth Vader could just chill and go down, I will have the penne alla arrabbiata. You'll need a tray. Do you know who I am? You know who I am? This is not a game of who the f*** are you. For I am Vader. Darth Vader. Lord Vader. I can kill you with a single thought. Well, you'll still need a tray.
Ah, I love him. Do we have a winner to my trivia question?
We do.
I think Kim. Kim on line 8. Kim? Kim, are you there, Kim?
I am here.
Kim, what was the name of the artist and song that Zooey Deschanel appeared in early in her career for the video?
It was The Offspring, and it's She's Got Issues.
That's right. Offspring, She's Got Issues. Congratulations. Hold on, we're going to give you the details, but you're going to meet the cast and creators of The New Girl at Paley Fest 2012.
Awesome.
And also congratulations to Mark, also one of our winners.
Interesting poll. That's what the ladies say about me. From 60 Minutes and Vanity Fair magazine, they got together and did a poll of Americans asking them some interesting questions. Okay. Can't be surprised by the answers. Iraq beat out in this poll, beat out Vietnam as the most unpopular war in American history, just by 2%.
However. Yeah, I can see that.
The State of the Union was ranked as the most important television event of the year, behind the Super Bowl. Behind that was the Super Bowl and then the Academy Awards.
That's absurd.
State of the Union first, then Super Bowl, then Academy Awards, according to this poll from 60 Minutes and Vanity Fair.
Dumb.
And the most shocking one to me, personally, was the fact that Sean Connery is still Americans' favorite James Bond.
Is that right?
56% picked him over all the other Bonds.
I agree.
I do too, but it's been 40 years since James since he's played James Bond.
I don't think
Bond.
I've ever seen him play it.
You've never seen a Sean Connery Bond movie?
I don't think I have. I'm sorry.
What?
I haven't. You know,
are you kidding me?
I didn't go back and watch old movies a lot. You guys know that about me.
But these are Bond movies.
I know, and I would love it. I know I would love
it. You would so love it.
I just haven't.
They're so good.
I just haven't.
What's wrong with you?
Well, what do you
want?
I just haven't had time.
Stop it! You're not that busy. You went to bed yesterday at noon and got up at 7 and then went to bed.
Yeah, that happened. But I hadn't slept in like a week. No, I'll watch it. I'll watch it.
You won't.
I will.
Why do you say that, Kevin? Why are you lying to us and telling us
you'll
watch it?
Because I like that kind of movie, so I know that I will eventually.
Right, but you haven't watched it in the last 40 years. Why would you watch it now? What's different?
Who knew I was going to get skewered over this?
You never seen Goldfinger?
No.
From Rush with
I'm
Love?
Only surprised because you love James Bond movies. You go
Agreed.
To all of them.
Yes, and I will.
You love spy movies.
I can't have now seen it since we started talking about
it. We'll take a break, and I want you to go watch Goldfinger, and then we'll come back. 56% picked him over the second place Bond. Who do you think was the second place Bond?
Well, for me, it would be Roger Moore.
No, sir. Roger Moore was off.
Daniel Craig.
Pierce Brosnan was second with 10%.
He was good.
Then a Roger Moore, a weak third at 9%. Daniel Craig came in at 7%. And then George Lazenby and Timothy Dalton tied with 1% each. Who's picking Timothy Dalton as their favorite Bond?
Yeah, not very many.
Douchebags. But I thought that was interesting. He's still Bond after all these years. Maybe we'll have to talk to Sean about that.
I would love to.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Ali Larder from Heroes is 36 years old. Singer Pat Monahan of Train turns 43, as does Robert Sean Leonard, who plays Dr. Wilson on House. He co-starred with Bobby, you know.
Is that right?
Bobby had his big scene with
I didn't realize
Dr.
That.
Wilson on House. So Robert Sean and I had a chance to get very close while we were shooting.
Is Bobby revisiting the House set before they say goodbye this time?
I don't believe Bobby will be returning before the end of the series.
Not a lot of call for Bobby.
I know they're trying to get Cuddy back. They don't seem to be too hot to try to get Bobby back. I think their efforts are going elsewhere.
13, they make a phone call to.
And it'd be easier to get Bobby back than it would Cuddy in 13, I'll tell you that much.
Not to keep you away.
They're not interested. Ray Don Chong is 51. Cindy Wilson, singer of the B-52s, is 55. John Turturro, very talented actor, is 55 also. And Gilbert Gottfried celebrates his 57th birthday.
Oh, it's my birthday, and I like to have a cake. Anything cake? Ooh, make it a pie. You have a, what, some sort of meringue?
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Now that I did Jack and Jill,
mm-hmm.
all dancing, all singing, all the time.
Not the best idea, Jack.
Dancing Al.
Or Al.
Al Pacino.
That was A Moment with
come on,
Kevin.
Come on.
Yeah, you what's come happened? On. All that's asked of you is just keep the name straight. That's really the only thing you have to do.
That's the only thing I can't do. You know that. Well, it's not the only thing I can't do. But.
No, it's not. There's one thing you can't do. It's a lot of things.
You were very timely in hitting that moment with, as we discussed.
Yeah, Ralph was coming in late, and I was looking at the microphone, and Beermong was pointing, Bean, at the thing that I was supposed to be hitting, pointing at it, and finally looked over and went, oh, yeah. Okay.
Unbelievable.
This is Kevin with sleep, by the way.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Now that I did Jack and Jill,
mm-hmm.
all dancing, all singing, all the time.
Not the best idea, Jack.
Dancing Al.
Or Al.
Or Al.
Al Pacino.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Come on,
forget
guys.
The Drew Barrymore movie. Kevin is a big miracle,
come
right?
On. Yes, I'm doing the best.
I wish he was under ice. Desperate need of someone to chip him out. So
would
he could
you
breathe.
Be the one? To
I would
rally
not be the
troops?
One. I'd say, everyone, back to your homes. All
now
is well.
We need to save this one.
All is well. Everyone, just relax.
Time for the final look at the showbiz beat. Here's Jack.
People still talking about the Oscars, believe it or not, from Sunday. A lot of stuff on the internet. Of course, we covered today Jennifer Lopez's nip slip.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Which wasn't really. But everyone got all excited anyway. All of Bean's people are like, ooh, 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 a famous person almost showed something that was almost naked.
Look, you
grow
mock
the
me.
F up. Grow the
you
F
mock
up,
me,
people.
But it would be cool if you could see Jennifer Lopez's nipple on TV.
It's
that would be
boobs.
Fun.
Don't be right. 12. It's just boobs.
And they're still good.
There's a lot of good boobs. You can see all of it. Not just the shadow of an areola.
You
in a dress for not, 1 second.
You can't tell me there's not a little bit of extra sizzle if it happens to be a hot, famous chick.
No, it's just
there
boobs.
Is.
There's a little bit of a sizzle.
There's
come on,
much more interesting nudity everywhere.
Everywhere.
than that. I can understand it if it was 1952 and you had to get your jollies from the Sears catalog underwear section and you maybe saw a glimpse of something. I could see why you'd be excited. This is the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're missing my point.
Yeah. That wasn't even a point to him. He was like, yes, and?
I don't believe in the 21st century. I'm with Garrison Keillor by the Cracker Barrel waiting for the Pony Express to come in.
All right, so Angie's right leg, we covered that.
Angie's right leg.
Nipple,
Jennifer's nipple.
What else you got?
Sacha Baron Cohen spilling ashes on Ryan Seacrest, still being talked
right.
about. But this one, literally... Literally made my head explode.
But your head is still here, so it did not literally...
I put it back together.
I see, okay.
But it was all over the walls.
Wow.
Billy Crystal is a racist. Billy Crystal, once again, is
oh,
a
sure.
racist.
Sure. Oh, yeah, controversy.
Many black groups upset with Billy Crystal's job hosting the Oscars. First of all...
Why?
After Octavia Spencer won for Best Supporting Actress for The Help... Billy came back from the commercial break and said, I loved that movie, The Help. When I saw it, I wanted to hug the first black woman I saw, which from Beverly Hills is about a 45-minute drive.
Right.
Funny joke.
Well, that's what I thought. Making
nope.
fun of Beverly Hills.
Racist. Racist joke.
But he's not making fun of black people. He's making fun of Beverly Hills.
Well, he kind of is. I wasn't uncomfortable with it. I thought it was funny. I saw what he was going for. But I could see how it could be interpreted as black people aren't rich enough to live in Beverly Hills. I could see how it could be looked at that way.
I thought it was more about Beverly Hills being an exclusionary
yes.
white boys club.
That's what I thought.
Which doesn't welcome minorities into its fold very easily.
That's what I thought exactly.
Huh. Oh. Twitter exploded. People are furious.
There are a lot of people out there who really, really, really want to be offended, though.
Racism and old jokes. Yep, this is what you wanted, Hollywood. Tweeted Movie Phone, by the way.
That's real talk right there, man.
Fine way to set the tone, Billy Crystal. Someone else tweeted. Just all kinds of tweets. But then my favorite was Billy Crystal is racist because in the opening film sequence, he performed in blackface. Which is what people are
Sammy
calling
Davis Jr.,
his
right?
Sam. You go.
No, I was just asking. Just clarify.
And they're saying that was racist, the fact that he
did
was...
the Sammy Davis Jr. impression, which he's done for, I don't know, 30 years. And he does elaborate Sammy Davis Jr. makeup when he does that impression. And he was in the car with Justin Bieber in the filmed opening of the award ceremony.
Right.
Because in Midnight to Paris, Owen Wilson meets his heroes like Ernest Hemingway and F. Scott Fitzgerald. In this case, it was Justin Bieber hanging out with one of his heroes from the past, Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah.
Performing in blackface.
Yeah.
Like it was some sort of minstrel show. Unacceptable! String him up!
Is there any point at which we can say to people who are offended, noted, thanks for your opinion?
It's really on you if you want to look for that kind of stuff and get offended. Really.
Oh,
he made a joke about bar mitzvahs, too. Where are the Jews? Aren't they angry? Let's all get angry about everything, people. Come on. It's the freaking Oscars.
Will Glenda be there?
I was offended that Glenda was not included.
Good question.
I find that the Academy is very, very anti-Glenda.
I had an email saying, was that Ralph being Larry King?
Oh, no.
Was that Ralph?
I wish I could be that good.
That was Larry King. Larry King will be at April Foolishness. It's as much a shock to us as it is to you.
I can't
trust
wait.
Me.
I'm excited
to that more than anything. You want to get offended by something? Here's the cast for Dancing with the Stars season 14. They call the show Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, false.
I defy you to find me a star on this list.
False advertising.
Let's file a class action lawsuit forcing them to change the name.
I like it. Jack Wagner of Melrose Place is dancing this year. Melissa Gilbert. She was on Little House on the Prairie.
Was she half pint, Rob?
40 years
ago. She was. She was half pint. She was Laura Ingalls.
Okay.
Now is a conservative talk show host.
Oh, she is?
Yeah. No, that's Laura Ingram.
Ah.
Donald Driver. I'm playing name games with Kevin. That. What was I thinking? I was a fool. I was a fool. That was my bad,
that
Kevin.
Was
I apologize. Donald Driver from the Green Bay Packers, wide receiver for that team.
And from Community, right?
Get that one, Kevin?
See, because that's okay. Donald Glover. Very similar sounding name.
William Levy, or Levy, a telenovela star. Mm-hmm. Sherry Shepherd from The View. Katherine Jenkins, opera singer, who is lovely, by the way. I love her, but she's not a star.
When are you going to start with a list of stars?
Okay, here we go. Gavin DeGraw.
Mm-hmm. Heard of him.
Lead singer of Bush, of course.
No.
What? Martina Navratilova. She was a big-time
toy soldier song back in the 90s.
That's Martika.
Oh, sorry.
She was a big tennis star back in the day.
She was a huge tennis star. Yes. Okay, so at least...
Back when they used to string the rackets with actual catgut.
At least the next star. Go ahead.
Rashawn Fagan. There we go.
Oh,
now we're talking.
Rashawn does good work.
He's on Disney. He stars on the Jack and Sweet show.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what his show is. Right. Maria Menounos.
Okay. Go.
That's someone we've all
she's
heard
of. She's
a
star, of. Sure.
Not a star, no. Well, she's someone who covers stars. She's a reporter who talks about stars.
Correct. But compared to this list, she's a star.
That would be like Peter King playing in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Agreed.
Jaleel White, he was Urkel on Family Matters.
Star.
When?
30,
now?
30 years ago.
And Gladys Knight, also 30 years ago, had a very successful career. Those are your Dancing with the Stars.
I don't even know what that is.
I'm offended. I am going to tweet my offense.
I don't know who any of those people are.
It does seem like they ought to be able to get one Ellen DeGeneres or Lindsay Lohan or somebody who's kind of current, right?
Makes me long for the Kim Kardashian days on Dancing with the Stars. That was an actual celebrity.
Yeah.
It wasn't a star, but at least it was a celebrity. I got to write a letter of apology to Mike Catherwood.
No kidding. All the hassle we gave him.
Really? He would shine in this list.
Maybe the biggest name out there.
Loveline lover boy, Mike Catherwood.
Mm-hmm. We mocked him and mocked him and mocked him. And he
have Tom Bergeron dance on the show. He's a bigger star than any of these people. He's the host. At least I would know who he is.
Will Glenda be there?
Have Larry dance.
I don't think Glenda's going to be dancing.
Oh, have Larry King dance. That would be the best.
That would be great.
Our lineup for April Foolishness is superstars compared to the lineup for a major network television program.
That includes the word star in the title.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm offended. Someone's going to lose their job.
Don't
stop
forget,
pointing to the
say
clock.
Hello to,
I know what time it is,
Jerry Biondi.
Yeah.
He's pointing to the clock?
Yeah, he's pointing to the clock. Hey, okay, come on. Let's go. Let's go, funny boy. I told you when to get out. Get out now. Boy, his diet's got him on edge. It's all that not eating he's doing. Oh, wait a minute. Today's celebrity birthday is Ali Larder from Heroes is 36 years old. Pat Monahan of Train is 43. Robert Sean Leonard, star of one of my favorite television programs in the world, House, 43 years old. Ray Dawn Chong is 51. Cindy Wilson of the B-52s is 55. Love Shack! John Turturro, 55 years old, and Gilbert Gottfried, very funny comedian, 57 years old today. I am Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show, we have Stacey Peralta on the program. When did he start snapping?
I don't know.
Snapping is not part of his...
Pointing to the clock. Come on, let's go, Kevin.
Get out of it.
Come on.
Adam Sessler is going to be here talking about video games and that new video console that everybody's asking about, and we've got tickets for April Foolishness. Should I go into commercial now?
Please.
All right, good.